We interrupt this broadcast for an important message. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Here we go!
Good morning, I'm glad you're here.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you?
What day is this?
It feels like Friday.
Today is Friday.
It is Friday, right?
Enjoying your 4th of July weekend.
I didn't really enjoy the 4th of July.
Gearing up for fireworks.
Got M80s, bottle rockets.
You lose an eye in a bottle rocket war, you are a patriot.
You're gonna stand there owning a fireworks stand and tell me you don't have no whisker biscuits, whisker doos.
That's fireworks' greatest hits right there.
I'm having some people over to my house on the 4th. Some of us will remember this weekend as the last time we had all 10 fingers.
Here goes nothing.
Let's do this. Showtime.
Good morning.
Yes.
Big 4th of July weekend.
Big time. Starting.
And when the band plays, hey,
man, it's starting on a bad note, I tell you.
Yeah, honestly, gosh. We're just happy to be on right now.
Yeah. System is having some issues this morning.
All systems are having issues.
All systems go.
My inside systems.
Oh, gosh.
Computer systems.
Get us.
One day people will learn about all that stuff. Right now, both Steve-O and my computer.
Yeah, nothing.
Neither of our computers is on the internet.
Do you guys have anxiety right now?
No. Shout out to our tech guys. We emailed the help desk. We did the right thing.
That's true.
We'll do it live! I woke up with that in my head.
Did you really?
We'll do it live!
Welcome, Starmy. That's you out there, our listeners, our family, our friends. It is 6:12 in the a.m.
I don't even know the high. I don't have a computer. Let me check.
You have
on
a computer
it.
In your hand.
I've got a computer on my brain.
It has a weather app and everything.
It's got a weather.
Fine.
And I hate the internet.
High today of 84. Thunderstorms all day.
Yes.
Glorious rainbow.
Oh. Yeah.
You guys excited?
Yeah.
I hope it's just raining all weekend long.
No, we can't.
No, dude.
Yeah,
no,
man.
Remember,
come on.
We got a company email.
Oh, yeah.
You know what the funny thing is?
Whoa!
According to Weatherbug, it's going to.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Against it.
Today, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Some numerous showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Maybe some thunderstorms this afternoon that will produce heavy rainfall.
Wow. Uh-oh, guys.
Highs in the lower to mid-80s. Coming up tomorrow, it is Freedom Celebration.
Freedom!
High of 87. It's looking partly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout the day and into the night. Isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening.
Wow. Let me explain to you guys the difference between scattered and isolated, because there is a difference. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Scattered, more prevalent, more prominent. Isolated, there's one every so often.
Yeah.
So it's good that it says isolated showers, whatever, for tomorrow night.
And it could change. We've been asking people to pray.
Pray. Just to
Freedom Celebration, guys.
Free show, Isotope Stadium. We're going to be out there from 4 to 6 on stage entertaining you guys while the show gets ready to go with a bunch of great bands. We got Hawk Nelson. We have Battle Drums Worship, For King and Country, Message from Skip Heitzig. It's going to be a great night. Concessions.
Mm-hmm.
The stadium is open Saturday evening.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember the last time I've been to Isotope Stadium. It's been a few years for me.
Driven by it many a time.
Mm-hmm.
Never been inside.
Really? Yeah,
beautiful in there.
I love
beautiful.
It.
Beautiful?
Beautiful.
Is it beautiful?
I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. Free show, guys. Come join us. And we got a big show planned for you guys this morning.
All right.
Lots and lots of cool stuff on the show.
What is this?
Today is the 183rd day of the year. And it's July 1. July 1. This is my month, guys. It's my month.
No, my month.
No, my month.
My month, because my birthday's before yours. It's also Stefan's month, too.
You know what it is?
Stephen Christian,
it's
his birthday.
It is your month, because you're older than me.
Oh.
By like 10 years.
Wow.
Man, you're so old. Yeah, July 1st. Back on this day, 21 years ago.
I was born. Cool.
Yes. In 1995, the legendary disc jockey Wolfman Jack died of a heart attack at age 57.
I read about that. You know what happened?
Yeah.
It was crazy,
dude. Tell everybody.
He was on the radio doing a bit when his co-host fed him a ghost pepper.
No way.
And yeah, it got in his insides, and he died of a heart attack because his friend was a jerk and didn't research how dangerous those peppers were and thought it would be funny to feed his friend a ghost pepper.
Stop it.
He passed away almost immediately after returning home from a promotional tour for his autobiography. He walked into his house, hugged his wife, said, "Oh, it is good to be home," and he died in his wife's arms.
Oh, my gosh.
My dad, when I first got into radio, he used to always bring up Wolfman Jack because he was on the radio down in San Diego at the time when my dad was a kid.
Yeah.
So he'd always, "Wolfman Jack, oh!" Because that's what he would do. He would howl like a wolf.
I wish we could. Do you have a clip of him? I want to hear him.
Maybe I can find one here.
I would find one for you, but I can't.
Yeah, well.
Because the internet doesn't work.
The internet doesn't work, guys.
I know.
It works on Dex's computer, which is good.
Yeah. You guys never heard Wolfman Jack?
I haven't. I've heard of him, but I've never listened to him.
He was in American Graffiti. I don't know if you knew that.
Nice.
Does he look familiar to you guys? No?
No.
Okay.
Is this it? We about to hear him?
Let's see. How about now? Here we go.
Okay.
WNBC, Wolfman Jack. 1973, his first night. Yeah.
Wolfman Jack playing rock and roll.
Yeah.
All right, Wolfman Jack.
We gotta get a jingle like
that. We don't have a jingle.
Why don't we have a jingle like that?
Yeah, can we get a jingle?
You know who we're gonna talk to? Steven.
Yeah.
That guy writes music, right?
Oh, here he is. Man, he's got quite the intro.
Yeah,
still just music.
Oh, is that him howling? Let's get in here. It's still rolling.
Oh my gosh.
This boy here, you understand? Going rock and roll till midnight. Getting in here with the Rolling Stones. Pick your pick. Playing Lee Miles, you understand? All right, Herbert. Stay away from New York. Go rock and roll.
Man, he was great.
Classic. What? I didn't understand a word he was saying.
The audio back then was a little muffled.
Okay.
It had that crispy muffled
sound.
Are
you sure? It wasn't just that I couldn't understand. He didn't articulate, man.
That's good stuff. There you go. You know, he was one of the pioneers. He was one of the great DJs back in the day.
One of the greats, guys. So that's crazy. He just got home, went to hug his wife, and he just died of a heart attack.
In her arms.
Man, that stinks. I said stinks.
Well, you know, 50.
Solid.
57's. Good.
No, dude.
That's pretty young.
Long life.
You guys, you know, you both like 10 years from that,
Stop
right?
Stop it right now.
It really isn't that far away. That's scary.
10 years. 10 years, Steve-O.
Just 10 years away.
10 years. One decade.
Gosh, that's not it at all. Not it at all.
On this day, Princess Diana died in 1997.
Oh,
she would have been how old?
Oh, like she would have been how old this year?
Mm-hmm. Today.
56.
Yeah, 58.
55.
Oh.
And the comedian Dan Aykroyd. How old?
Oh. Dan Aykroyd is 64.
66.
64. Yeah!
Nicely done.
Who are you going to call?
Me.
Yeah.
Liv Tyler, celebrating today.
40.
She is 35.
39.
Dang.
39.
Ugh.
Coming up on the show today, we have Slow Motion Theater.
Yes!
Coming up on the show today, Slow Motion Theater! Wow!
Nope, don't even try.
We
you have your own thing, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you tell people to hang up on themselves.
Hang up on yourself! Woo!
No!
It's a Wolfman Jack! It's a Wolfman Dax!
That would be obnoxious.
I'm changing my name.
Please don't.
I'm going to be Teo the Wolf Person. Because I want to keep it gender neutral.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
I'll do it like this. Teo!
Oh my gosh.
The Wolf Person!
Sounds like he just played that howling even when the song was playing.
It's pronounced Teo.
Teo.
Teo, Wolfman, Teo!
Teo!
And the muggers got turned on, you understand? I was worn out. Remind me of a girl by the name of Sherry, you think? New York City. Rocking and roll. Look out, Brooklyn. I know where you're at, babe. Get your band down together.
You know who met Wolfman Jack?
Whom?
Elvis.
Matt Gentry.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Gentry?
He said he was a really nice guy.
Nice.
Smoked like a train.
Well, yeah. Did you hear his voice? All right. Check it out.
Trains don't smoke anymore.
Constantly smoking like a train.
Ugh.
This weekend, we need to talk about this quite a few times throughout the morning to remind the Starmy that going to be a lot of fireworks happening.
Yeah.
And
keep it legal.
If you have a dog, probably noticed on the 4th of July or even just the weekend because people are lighting them off all weekend long.
Uh-huh.
Yep, your dog, I heard one last night.
Dog gets anxiety.
Yeah.
So I found some ways that you could help your dog.
Like back rubs or what?
Back rubs. Yeah, absolutely. Now, you can give dogs medication.
No.
If you go to the vet, you can actually get a medication from your vet.
It's an animal.
That will help your dog with anxiety.
With anxiety?
Mm-hmm. It's true. Yeah. Also, this weekend, there's a lot of vets that are home, and they're dealing with PTSD, and it's a tough time for them.
This is very true. Yeah.
All the explosions, the loud noises.
Boom!
Not good. So
yeah, not good at all.
I just say, come on. Just enjoy the fireworks shows that are happening on Monday, and then we got one on Saturday night at Isotopes Park.
Yeah,
you
don't I'm excited
need to be
about that.
Them off. Are we canceling the fireworks show at your house?
Yo, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Except you don't really put it on, do you?
Well, normally others bring fireworks and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But it was like, yeah, let's just barbecue and hang out.
That's good.
Hmm. Yeah.
That's real good.
And then the boys are like, but what about? And I'm like, nope. Because I think last year we ended up going to one of those stupid tents and spending like $60 or $70 on a package, you know, the size of my noggin. And it was like, you know what I mean? Because we were watching the news last night. And I mean, because of the fires and everything, they've actually outlawed even some of the more basic fireworks. So this year, guys, you got to go to Freedom Celebration because if not, it's some rinky-dink stuff, man.
You're going to get rinky-dinky.
What about that?
Yeah.
It's like the snake. Remember the snake? Lighting the snake? You're like,
I love the snake.
Man. Look at it. Look, it is done. That's
you're looking at it and you go, oh, I hate snakes. I hate this firework.
How about the tank? Remember the tank?
Is that the one that like kind of rolls?
Kind of would roll?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And the little spinners things.
Mm-hmm. The butterflies were my favorite back in the day, but they outlawed them.
I hate those little pop things because the kids always want separate boxes. Whoa. No, they're like little white things.
Oh.
The snap, like the popper things.
Oh, the
throw
poppers.
Them on the ground.
Yeah.
And then inevitably there's just white popper trash everywhere.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I got a spanking when I was 7 years old. I was hanging with Justin Lupke.
Awesome.
We were on Main Street in Ennis, and we were throwing them at cars while they passed by.
Oh, my gosh.
Someone slammed on their brakes, jumped out, ran after us, grabbed us by the ear, and took us into the store where Justin's mom worked. She took us in the back in the woodshed.
No
and
way.
Spanked our butts.
Good.
Yeah.
That's gosh, what a different time period.
Yeah.
Nowadays, what would happen is somebody would jump out of their car, like slam on the brakes, jump out of the car, grab you guys by their ears, take you to the parent, and then the parent would sue the grown-up for touching their child.
Yep. Different times,
you know,
man.
Instead of, I don't know,
different
disciplining
times.
Somebody for being an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh. I'm just going to drink this Cholula, guys. My stomach's not doing well.
Feeling great this morning, guys. Just feeling great.
Feeling good.
That's right.
So we talked about how fireworks can affect animals. That's not all, because we also have friends out there with PTSD.
Mm.
So it's very important to remember that. Did you already say this? I knew it.
Well, bad Jack.
No, I knew you already
said
that.
It's good that you said it again. Yeah, it's good you said it again. I mean, it's important to say.
That was my favorite. Do it. Serious. Yeah. Jack's.
Oh, my stomach.
It's a serious
Stop.
Point.
It is a serious point.
We
it's worth mentioning
it.
Twice.
Also, quit laughing at veterans with PTSD.
Oh, my
no,
God.
That's not because we already talked like. About it and you weren't listening.
No. Never mind. Yeah.
Yep. It's very important.
But like Steve O also said, you're probably your one shot at getting to see fireworks for,
yeah.
I guess, on the big scale.
The grand scale.
The big ones. You need to come to Freedom Celebration Saturday night.
Let's see. Coming up, we didn't get a chance to do this, but the 10 most dangerous things for kids this summer. Got to watch the kids, man. A lot of dangerous things. Ditches are deadly, man.
Ditches are deadly. The witch lives in there.
We'll talk about the world's oldest Twinkie. It's a really crazy story. Wait till you see this Twinkie. It's been out of the wrapper for 40 years.
Oh, gross. Oh, no.
Steve-O had some really old Twinkies for a while.
Yeah, the new Twinkies don't...
They don't age.
They don't age like this.
Mm.
They go bad.
Stick around.
Wait till you wait till you see this Twinkie that's 40 years old.
Okay.
Beautiful. This looks beautiful.
Would you eat it?
Yeah, I bet both of you would.
Yeah, I bet you
probably. Would. Probably would.
I'm literally eating a banana today.
That's all?
Yeah.
You should eat more than one.
Oh,
you need that potassium.
Coating my stomach.
I didn't eat anything last night at all.
Oh, I ate two different dinners.
We can't talk about it.
Yeah, sorry.
Dummies. I know you want to, but we can't.
All right, got that. We got a bunch of other good things happening this morning. Starmie, phone line's open, 338-3700. They're probably not working, let's just face it.
I would love to post stuff on Facebook. I'll have to do it from my phone. We know what we should do is we should get everybody's craziest firework story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. I like that.
I'd love to hear. My dad has some crazy ones.
Really?
I accidentally killed a guy once. Does that count?
That's not true.
That's what my dad did.
That is not true. You can text us. Live line is open, 585-LIVE, 585-5483. We're going to take a break. Good morning.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
What's going on in the news today?
Donald Trump, New Hampshire.
If you're tempted to sample raw cookie dough, consider the risk.
It can cause E. coli. General Mills produced the flour last fall in Kansas City.
Taliban's taking credit for a terror attack in Afghanistan. A suicide bomber hit a convoy of buses carrying Afghan police cadets. Then another attacker blew himself up as people rushed to the scene to help.
Late word from Hershey that its board has unanimously rejected a takeover bid from Oreo maker Mondelez. Hershey also saying there's no basis for further discussion. Hershey shares had been soaring on word of that offer.
First-time jobless claims rose by 10,000.
Iowans with felony convictions will continue to be permanently banned from the voting booth.
The State Department took Thailand off its human trafficking blacklist, though forced labor is still widespread in the nation's seafood industry.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter confirms that the Pentagon is issuing rules that will allow transgender people to serve openly in the U.S. military.
I have directed that the gender identity of an otherwise qualified individual will not bar them from military service or from any accession program.
Hayat.
then.
Okay.
6:35.
High today.
Yeah. 84 degrees, right?
Something like that.
You have a weather app.
Ugh.
You know what? I'll do it. You know what?
Our computers are
you my life
guys.
Today, okay?
I looked it up. It's 84.
84 degrees, guys.
I even have traffic pulled up yet.
What?
Dude.
On my own.
He really does. Traffic!
See here. Looks like all of these things are actually construction, so no accidents or incidents to report right now. You guys be really careful this morning. Gearing up for a big weekend. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic. Yeah. And now a girl vacuums a harmonica. Impressive.
Wow, that's...
Love it.
I am impressed as well.
Never thought about doing it.
Incredible.
Big show today, everybody. Some firefighters doing something great. Some dangerous things for kids this summer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Whiskey Tango.
Oh, dude, got that for days. For
An
days
old Twinkie.
Ago.
Good stuff coming up this morning. 585 Live, if you want to text into the show and say what's up. Also, if you maybe have a good fireworks story, we'll kick up that topic this morning. Maybe you almost killed somebody, blew off your finger. That guy, the NFL guy,
yeah.
What was his name that blew off his two fingers?
Pierre Nemanapaw.
He did a PSA this year for all the kids. And, yeah, his... He lost two of his fingers. He was about ready to go into the NFL. $1 million contract. Kaboom. Fingers gone. He was holding, I think it was an M80. And he lit it.
It's M80.
And you saw the fuse, and I think somehow a spark flew into the M80 and it exploded right away.
Dude, those are illegal, right?
Yeah, those M80s. Are like quarter stick of dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand anybody wanting to do that.
Man, some people want to do
stupid
I
never
stuff.
Cared about the, like, even like the black, the black cats, you light it and it's like pop, 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 pop. I'm like, who cares?
Yeah.
Like the ones that,
mm-hmm. A lot of daredevils out there.
Yeah, Jason Pierre-Paul, he had a finger amputated.
Yeah,
he lost part of a thumb.
I was gonna say,
index finger.
There was more than just one finger missing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, at least he's doing something good. I'm trying to warn everybody to not play with fireworks. Don't hold a firework, light it, and throw it.
Good.
Starting it off with some random facts.
Ooh. Let's do this.
Kicking it off strong. The oldest paycheck that's ever been found has been found. And it's from 3000 BC. 3000 BC.
Wow.
In a city called Uruk in the Middle East. And just when you thought it was America, you realized everything you had been told was a lie.
A lie.
This person in 3000 BC was paid in beer.
Huh. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Well.
It's a tale as old as time.
Man. That's beautiful. That's a symbol of American strength.
When Iceland beat England in soccer on Monday, 99.8 of the TVs in Iceland were watching that game.
99.8! Yeah, people love them the soccer.
Oh, Iceland, you love them some soccer.
They love soccer.
Oh.
We should try to get into soccer, Tao.
I'll do it.
Steve-O loves soccer.
Steve-O, could you play soccer right now?
I don't think I could.
No?
Let's go.
Would you lose your constitution?
Yeah.
Steve-O ate some really hot peppers yesterday.
Why would you do that?
I'm so stupid.
This is ridiculous.
You had a friend pranking.
Faith, trust, hope.
Friendship.
Yeah. All those reasons.
Liability.
Yeah.
The first Subway sandwich shop was called Pete's Super Submarines.
Really?
It opened in Bridgeport, Connecticut, 1965, and was renamed Subway 3 years later.
Wow.
Remember back in the day when subways were just all adorned with like black and white subway photos?
Yeah.
Old school.
Yeah.
Those were the days.
And they used like... Remember they used to cut the little weird strip out of the top of the bread?
Yep.
Like they wouldn't cut it in half. They would cut like the weird little strip at the top and then
forgot
put
all
it in
about
there.
That.
Yeah.
They would do that and then they would cut it in half, right?
Yeah.
If you gotta, yeah, man.
Nowadays they just like slice it like a normal sandwich.
Idiots.
Oh man, I'm gonna ask them if they can just do the strip thing.
You guys.
Yeah, when they cut it wrong, go thing. Wait, hold on. Can you cut it like?
I'm sorry.
You used
can
to?
You cut it like you used to? Can you just cut the little strip out of the middle? Can you strip it?
Then pull up a video on YouTube and show them because they're not gonna know. Kids nowadays, they just don't know.
That's true, and grown-ups don't work at Subway.
The Twilight books were originally called Forks.
Uh-huh.
Like the
Forks,
town
Washington.
Where the story starts, until
so
Stephanie Meyer's agent convinced her to come up with a catchier title, because Forks could lead you to believe that it was about, I don't know.
Dishware?
Forks.
Yeah.
Forks.
Forks.
Washington.
Forks.
Spoons.
Well, but then if she could have done that... Lived. She could have done the Fork series and then later released a sequel series called Spoons.
That would have been cool.
And then really cut to the heart with Knives.
Mm. I see what you did there.
Thanks, everybody. Have a good day. That's all the news forever. A roach fell from a pizzeria ceiling. Steve-O loves roaches.
Mm-hmm.
It fell onto the health inspector's iPad.
Oh, man.
This resulted in a lot of issues for this pizzeria. They didn't just fail their health inspection. They nuked it.
Yeah, they did.
When the health inspector was walking through Argenti Pizza in Tamarack, Florida, or Tamarack, I've been there. Last week, a roach fell from the ceiling, landed on the health inspector's iPad.
Oh.
He shut the place down.
Oh, man.
Shut it down.
That stinks.
Until they can fix the roach infestation.
Oh.
Just shut it down.
Oh. Yeah, this time of year, you definitely start seeing the roaches. West Side, you guys get a lot of roaches over there?
West Side is
the
best side. We get so many roaches.
I haven't seen one yet.
No, really?
You know what? I saw one this morning. I was walking out to my car, and there was a roach on the sidewalk, and he was on his side, and I was on my side, and we just passed each other.
Yeah.
And I said, see you, and he's like, hi. I'm going to Joe's apartment.
When I'm walking down the steps into Calvary Park, there's roaches that just like scatter on the...
Don't tell people
everywhere.
That. Here are some gross things people do at parties, according to a new survey. 25% of people double dip.
No double dipping.
No double dipping.
Yeah, that's
this
nasty.
Weekend.
Yeah, but it's really not. You don't get germs from it.
Everybody's spit is sterile. 40% will wipe their hands on the furniture if they can't find a napkin.
I've done that.
7% will eat food that fell on the ground. I think that should be 97%.
Don't
what's
do
wrong
that.
With you people? No, that's
it was
how you
disgusting.
Build immunity. It's what you need. You can share it with the cockroaches on the floor.
Ugh.
The cockroaches?
Yeesh.
It was here disgusting.
Are the cookout recipes that most people have been sharing, or searching for, rather, for the most online?
For this weekend?
Yes. The most for the 4th. This is what you've been searching for. Number 1, marinated steak.
Yep, got to marinate them tri-tips.
Number 2, barbecue chicken.
Mm.
Number
we're not
going to
have any of that at ours.
What?
Guys.
Why?
It's
what
gonna
if
be
I
like,
bring it?
It's going to be like Mylanta. Maybe
Maalox,
some Pepto-Bismol.
Ugh. Imodium. Number 3, pasta salad.
Ooh, love me pasta salad.
Number 4, question mark. Tuna salad with cottage cheese.
I've never had that. Wonder if it's good.
Question mark.
Huh.
Number 5, potato salad. Show me potato salad. And number 6, chicken salad.
Mm. Hot dogs, hamburgers, brisket, corn on the cob, linguine.
It's a linguine.
Pizza. Corn dogs. Anything deep fried.
Yes.
Allstate just released their annual study on the best and worst drivers in the country.
based on accident rates.
Mm.
Brownsville, Texas has the best drivers in the country.
Really? Only 7 people live there.
Boston, Massachusetts has the worst.
That makes sense. Yeah. I feel like cities where there's a really rad transit system, people don't understand how to drive, maybe.
Yeah, I could see.
I heard Boston's really hard to drive in. That's what I've heard.
It's beautiful.
When they went to New York, like when Waverly was on tour,
Waverly,
all I heard about was the horror story that was trying to drive in New York traffic.
It was nuts.
I couldn't imagine a big city like that trying to... Mm-hmm. Nope.
It was
nuts.
Guys, it's an election year.
What?
That's right. I don't know if you've heard. 13% of people would rather see a giant meteor hit the Earth, possibly destroying all life, than see Trump or Hillary as president.
Really?
Yeah, there's even like a bumper sticker thing you can get that says Giant Meteor 2016.
Yeah, dude.
I got one. It came in the mail. I put it on your car, Dak.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
It may come as a bit of a surprise, but a lot of people hate the prospect of seeing either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton in the White House. According to a recent survey by Public Policy Polling, or PPP, or Triple P, or 3P, if the choices for president were Hillary, Trump, or a giant meteor hitting Earth, 43% would pick Hillary, 38% would go with Trump, and 13%... the wise folks in the bunch would go with the giant meteor.
That's hilarious.
Yes. Nearly 1 in 7 people look at Hillary and Trump and then suddenly like the idea of a giant ball of dust and ice destroying us all. 7% are undecided, and it's unclear whether they're undecided between Hillary and Trump or if they're still choosing between one of them and the destruction of all humanity. It's probably the latter.
On that note, God bless America.
God bless America.
Hillary is very weak. I think she's pathetic.
Oh, no.
I love.
Come on, he is temperamentally unfit.
Stand beside her.
Perfect.
30,000 emails, they've been deleted.
And guide her.
Dangerously incoherent.
The night with a light from above.
She does not look presidential, that I can tell you.
Just
the fact that they even allow her to participate in this race is a disgrace.
The nuclear codes.
I have read so much about the emails.
Donald Trump leading us into a war.
Oh, I'll tell you right now.
Just because
honestly,
somebody got
she's going to be front row for every
skin.
Debate. I think she should be in jail.
He also said, I know more about ISIS
I will say this.
Than the generals do.
Hillary Clinton has to go to jail.
You know what?
Has to go to
I don't
jail.
Believe you.
Just old friends having
America.
A tiff.
Isn't that crazy? They used to be like buddies.
Yeah. Yeah, Donald was at...
What do you mean used to be?
What if what if it was all for show?
Hey.
What if he just secured the Republican nomination just to like help his friend?
I talked to my buddies that write the script for the NFL.
Yeah.
And they said to read between the lines with this election.
Be crazy, man.
Come on, folks.
Stranger things have happened.
Be smarter than you are, duh. There could be an avocado shortage this weekend.
No, great.
Sound the alarm.
I had an avocado sandwich last night.
Chrissy.
Yep.
Hold on to them avocados.
You better start hoarding.
Great.
If you're planning on making some guac, some sweet guac for the 4th of July, here's some advice. You better get those avocados now. Mm. Hoard them. Throw elbows at other people. Push them over. Run over them with your shopping cart.
Great.
The California Avocado Commission, because there is one, says there could be a serious avocado shortage this weekend because a ridiculous heat wave last week destroyed a ton of the avocado crop.
Man.
You can also expect higher prices for a while because of this shortage. The wholesale cost on avocados is already up 32% since last
month. Dude,
they're
crazy expensive.
Not me, man. I got an avocado tree on the back of our apartment.
I was going to say, my Uncle George in San Diego has an avocado tree in his backyard. Yeah, we're sitting there making tacos. Hey, go out to that tree and grab me some avocados. What?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That is awesome.
Right? Oh.
I want to grow an avocado tree.
I don't want to live in the desert anymore.
Man.
You guys both have sicky tummies.
Yeah.
I could really go for an avocado right now.
You know what else?
I had an avocado last night.
Think about this.
Thinking it would soothe things.
When's the last time you ate some just good old raw cookie dough?
Dude, I love cookie dough.
Man, you guys are killing me.
Yeah, right when now. My wife makes cookies,
just
I'm
raw.
Jumping in. I'm diving into that bowl.
Diving into that cookie dough.
Oh,
it's that actually is nasty. A treat that a lot of people enjoy.
No, I was always told it gave you worms.
Well, yeah. In fact, Steve, yeah.
That's a lie.
We've all heard we're not supposed to eat raw cookie dough, but that just makes it taste better, right?
No.
It's forbidden.
It's that forbidden fruit.
Well, the FDA,
cookie dough, also known as sin,
says you need to stop. See? For real.
No.
At least 12 people have recently gotten sick from E. coli hiding in
eggs.
Raw cookie dough, specifically the brands made by General Mills.
Oh, what do you know? I wasn't wrong.
It's probably not fatal, but you could get really sick.
And well, trust me, guys, when your stomach gets really sick, it's the worst.
That's right. And it will press your body to evacuate said sickness through both ends.
They actually sell cookie dough that... You don't have to worry about that.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Stop.
People, is it? Yes, did you buy do. This from your friend?
No.
Did you buy this from your friend
on
that
Shark
lives
Tank.
Down the street?
It's on Shark Tank.
Sets up that lemonade stand.
He does make a lot of money.
I told you not to trust that guy.
10 years old. He's like six, pulling in six figures.
You are. Weezer just released a new song. It's called I Love the USA. They did it to coincide with NASA's Juno spacecraft entering Jupiter's orbit next Monday. And of course... That's the 4th of July. Lead singer Rivers Cuomo says he wrote it while they were touring overseas recently and was thinking about America a lot.
Wow. I mean, it says USA. 9 words.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
That's a hit.
Between all of the verses and chorus, 9 words.
If you guys are wondering why the podcast from yesterday didn't get loaded, when Steve-O talked about his racist China, his dinnerware that
That's
he
why.
Uses every time he invites friends.
That's not why.
That's why. Our boss
My mom
was a good idea.
Actually sent me a photo of my China.
She did. But anyway, yeah, I can't load the podcast because our internet is down.
Boo.
I saw this morning that we had a couple people saying, hey, where's the podcast?
Yeah. People are depending on us.
I know.
Help desk.
Did you guys know that Washington, D.C. might become a state?
Mm-hmm. Heard this.
Did you hear what the name of the new state is going to be?
Ooh. The capital.
Nope.
Capital state.
Nope.
Oh, man.
Dex, are you okay?
Ooh.
It's New Columbia.
That's cool.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
I like that.
What's not cool is a guy in California pointed a gun at a bikini barista in California on Sunday. She told him to wait his turn, then went in the back, and she called the cops.
Good. Yeah.
Good.
Good job, gal. The CDC released suicide rates by occupation. What do you guys think the number one job or the job that has the most suicide rates is?
I saw this.
I used to hear it was FAA because my mom was an air traffic controller.
It's not that. I'm
not
surprised what it is, honestly.
Yeah.
Because this job, you hear people take this job because they want a complete change of pace and they're not stuck inside all the time.
They make good money.
They make great.
Park rangers.
Nuh-uh. But it's like, think Office Space. You remember the end of that movie? What was he doing?
No.
Construction jobs.
Isn't that
really?
Crazy?
Yeah, they have the highest suicide rate by occupation.
Oh, no.
I wonder why.
Management came in number two.
I wonder if it's a stressful job.
I'd assume
trying
so.
To.
I guess it is.
Crazy hours, lack of sleep.
Complete the task on time. And
Yeah,
it might be.
Dex, I have almost read all of the news.
No, you got a lot there, man.
Do I really?
You got a lot.
Got some big movies that came out this week.
Well, let's wait on that
Dude.
One.
Dude.
You want to wait?
Yeah, let's wait.
My kids saw Finding Dory yesterday.
Did they like it?
Which bums me out because that means I'll never see it.
You'll see it.
Because, you know, life and expenses. Yeah, Jack came home and he goes, Dad, oh, he's me. Oh, you got to see it.
Wow.
It was incredible. I cried 5 times. I'm like, 5?
He's
oh,
so
my
sensitive.
Gosh.
Whenever
he
we get
so
back
sensitive.
To it, we got new movies this week. There's a new flavor of ice cream that you're probably going to love.
Unless you're me.
Tons of fun stuff.
Lactose intolerant.
Comics Corner this morning for all you comic nerds out there. That's right, everybody.
All you nerdy babies.
Slow Motion Theater. You're going to love who's on deck this week for Slow Motion Theater.
Oh, man.
Coming up next, the 10 most dangerous things for kids this summer. Good morning, Starmie. Hang out.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
We are back.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, good morning.
Hey, guys. I am so excited because today some great records have released, and I am so excited.
I'm excited too, Tao.
No, I am excited. You don't even know what it means compared to how excited.
No, I'm excited for you.
No. Oh.
Just okay. For you, though. Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful Friday, July 1st. It is 7:13.
The high today is actually 84 degrees. And scattered thunderstorms and whatnot throughout the day.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like that all weekend.
Which we're stoked about, except for we want the rain to taper off for Freedom Celebration.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
We don't want any of those bands stuck playing in the rain. Now, bear with me, guys. We're having to use phones for internet. Apparently, we're having a server issue here at Calvary. So if you're a Calvary employee and you're thinking, I'm going to get to work and send those emails out, get out early.
No, you're not.
Nope, not going to happen.
No traffic incidents or accidents to report right now. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Yeah, this Saturday, join us. We're going to be out there starting at 4 o'clock on stage at Isotopes Park, getting you guys ready, getting you warmed up for the big events, 4 to 6 o'clock. Then we got Hawk Nelson, Battle Drums Worship, A Message from Skip Heitzig, For King and Country. They're back again. And if you've not seen them, man, those guys put on a great show.
Great show.
That is a show you got to see. And it's a free event at Isotope Stadium. So come down. Have some fun with us. Plus, we got something really cool we're giving away while we're there. You guys get a chance to win. 585 Live, if you'd like to text into the show. Number to call is 338-3700. Slow Motion Theater this morning. Comics Corner. And now the 10 most dangerous things for kids this summer. I think we realize a lot of times that when school's out, kids, they like to get into some trouble.
Oh, no! You say what?
Even when they don't even realize it.
Mm-hmm. Come on, kids.
Mm-hmm. We found out the other day that where we live, there's a sewage drain.
Yeah.
And you can climb down in there and then it opens up and there's this underground tunnels everywhere.
Are you kidding?
And it goes all over the city.
I gotta be honest, man. I would be all up in there if I was a kid.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Kids all the time go in there, and here's the thing, a lot of homeless people live in there. So you gotta think, if there's a homeless person, they might have mental issues.
Yep.
That's not good. Plus, if there's flooding, you're toast.
Very dangerous.
You're toast,
very
man.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
Not to mention snakes.
Oh, man.
Oh,
snakes.
Oh, gosh.
They, of course, live underground.
Sometimes I just think about snakes, and I get so mad, so angry.
Lord, why would you create the snake?
We'll never know.
Ugh, just awful.
I mean, have you guys just really thought about snakes, like how they move? Their agenda.
I don't want to think about it. Please.
It's ridiculous.
I don't even want to talk about it anymore.
All right, let's move on.
Here are some dangerous things for kids this summer.
Okay.
BB guns.
Yep. You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
They were dangerous when we were little children. They're still dangerous.
Still dangerous.
The pellet gun and the airsoft gun.
Yep.
That is what is very popular, airsoft gun especially. My airsoft son Caleb, he had 10 airsoft guns that looked just like automatic weapons.
And you know, like, there have been incidents where people have been, unfortunately, like, they've been shot because cops thought the airsoft guns, which do look very realistic in some cases, not always.
No, all of Caleb's looked very real.
I think I've told this before. By the way, guys, House of Heroes, new record today. So excited. So excited.
You're just losing your mind over that.
New House of Heroes record releases today. It's called Colors.
Teo's a part of that band.
In my opinion, it is... It could be better than The End Is Not The End. I know.
Really?
I know, that's high praise. High praise. But you gotta hear it. But anyway, House of Heroes, before I was in the band, when they would tour, they carried airsoft guns.
Did they?
And that's how they would prank the other bands. Like, one time, I was driving our van, Waverly van, and then Colin from House of Heroes pulled up in the House of Heroes van, and he motioned for me to roll the window down, so I did.
Oh, no.
And I'm driving passenger side window, and then Colin driving House of Heroes van, so he's on the right side of me. So I roll the passenger. I'm like, oh, dude, it's Colin from House of Heroes. He wants to talk to me. So I rolled the window down, and he goes, hey, yeah, are you guys going to what? And he airsoft gun and starts going, boom, boom.
No way.
I was like, ah!
Started shooting you guys?
Yeah.
That's messed up.
It was hilarious. We were at a
stop. Put an eye out.
We were stopped. We were, like, in a parking lot leaving a church or something.
Man.
It was pretty funny.
That is pretty funny. Toys that fly, very dangerous, including drones. Head injuries, we see it all the time. One of them drones comes down, boom, right in the head. Hoverboards. I actually saw a video the other day of a guy pushing his grandma on a wheelchair with a hoverboard.
What?
Yeah. They're strong enough to do it.
Good grief. Yeah, until it catches on fire.
A doctor at Boston Children's Hospital helped make the list, and he says on Christmas Day last year, he saw 4 hoverboard injuries in 4 hours, including
really?
2 kids with broken arms,
dang,
one with a broken leg, and one with a concussion. Baby pools. Small kids, they can drown. 2 inches of water, that's all you need. You have to pay attention. When your kids, they're going to swim, you got to pay attention, especially in the kiddie pools. Steve, we're talking about the most dangerous things for kids this summer.
Is number one ghost peppers.
No, gosh, let it go.
Just let it go.
Oh, you don't get to say that, Dex.
What are you talking about?
Teo can say it, because he's like trying to be an encouraging friend.
I don't think I should get to say it either. But it was actually your idea for me to not eat them.
Yeah, no, that's why you can say it. You are a neutral party.
But guys, look.
You didn't know.
I didn't know. And I will never know. I guarantee that. I would never know.
If you guys follow us on social networks, you should go and check out our pages, because we will tell you all about it.
Yeah, we don't talk about it here.
Pool covers. Now, I used to have a pool back in my glorious...
Pool covers are... They are dangerous.
Yes, you got to be very careful. Dogs, pets even, too, because we had to train our pets because they would jump on it.
Yep.
And a lot of those pool covers, you'll fall in, and then it wraps up.
And then yeah, you're that scene in Unbreakable.
Yes, that's it.
Yep.
Dude, what a great movie. One of the greatest movies.
Stay off of pool covers. Again, just attach leashes to your kids.
Wait, what? No.
Then... You don't have to worry about it.
Just like tie him up in the backyard.
We bought him one of those backpack leashes.
I think they're great.
We
had one for our kids. Trampolines.
Trampolines.
They're very dangerous. Trampolines.
Trampolines are one of the most dangerous things of a childhood for a person.
I grew up with a trampoline.
Trump-plums.
And I didn't have the safety net, and I should have killed myself so many times.
I don't think they even had the safety nets for trampolines.
I don't think they did back when I was younger.
Because my buddy John Mark, I think I've talked about this before, I feel like I just constantly repeat what you guys say and what I say. It's just repeat, repeat, repeat. Pete and repeat. That's how all of my conversations
are. It's all
are.
Good.
But anyway, John Mark had trampolines. He had multiple trampolines. It seemed like every Christmas he would get a new trampoline, but that's because
like the big ones?
They would stay outside and they would inevitably rust in the southeast weather because it's humid all the time, so springs would rust.
I was going to say, I had my trampoline for 10 years and it was fine.
So imagine that, but being in like a more humid climate.
I didn't realize
and
that.
Did you ever pop a spring?
Yeah.
That happened all
no
the time.
Kidding.
We'd be jumping in to go bang, and then you'd just be like, fall down.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So it seemed like he got, I'm sure he only got maybe two or three in his lifetime, but to me, it seemed like he got one every Christmas. Like, oh, cool, new trampoline.
You guys have to be very careful. You got to get that safety net. I know a family very well. They go to Sagebrush, and you know what? I know you hate me right now, okay? I'm sorry. Anyways, I know this family, Sagebrushers, and oh gosh, they just, this happened a few years back, but they had a little one.
Oh no.
And I think it was a trampoline accident. He fell off and hit his head and he died. And goodness sakes, it happened so quick. You guys got to get the safety nets, the leashes. You got to tie your kids up in the backyard.
No, gosh, what? Are you phrasing.
Cords on clothing and straps on helmets, they're saying, are some of the dangerous things for kids this summer. Cords on clothing. There goes our leash. I can't have a leash.
We just said to get one, and now we have to retract it.
They're saying because they can, especially little guys, little kids, they can get them wrapped around their neck.
Yep.
And helmets are dangerous as well. Not really sure why.
Don't you want your kid to wear a helmet?
That's what I would think. Doesn't give me a reason why. Toys with small parts, you know, choking hazards you got to be careful with. Floating devices and water wings, it's because they give you a false sense of security. I don't know about that, man. My kids, they survived on water wings.
Water wings.
I love water wings. Then I don't have to tread water. I can just float.
Man, floating is a good time.
Mm-hmm. So this summer, please be careful. Watch your kids. It's big 4th of July weekend. Lots of explosions.
Hi, Bill. Speaking of 4th of July. Hi, Bill.
Is he listening?
He's listening.
Sorry you can't make it tonight.
He was worried I wasn't there. I wasn't here.
Sorry you're not going to be there.
Because I'm not. Steve-O. Yeah, our dear friend Bill is rocking this incredible barbecue this evening for like the friends.
Throw his address out.
Tao's going to be there. 40. Steven's going to be there. Thebes is driving through. He's there. Paul and Houston's going to be there.
I'm going to be there.
I guess Dex is supposed to be there.
I'm excited Dex is going to be there.
Keep
High
it
five,
up,
Dex.
Keep it up, Steve-O.
High five. Booyah.
Keep it up. I'll tell everybody what happened.
No, you won't. Because
you
we
should.
Decided not to. No.
But I mean... Here's what we can say.
No.
What if we left out the thing, but we changed it?
I say we don't even address it.
Well, okay. Well, then I guess I just got to buck up and
boundaries, guys. Boundaries.
Well,
boundaries. Just trust me.
Hey, on a real subject, a good friend of mine was asking for prayer, and I just found out. His mom's battling cancer. Had some bad screenings yesterday. Took a really bad turn. They are currently in the ER right now and was asking the Starmie if they could please be praying for him and his mother.
You bet.
For the whole family.
Definitely.
So, yeah, just got that. So.
Goodness.
Man, it's always tough because we get swept up in the spirit of the holiday, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's hard when you hear about people going through tough stuff.
Yep. She's been battling for 10 years, and he said because of prayer, he believes, she's beat it 3 times.
Wow.
So they are believing in the power of prayer and ask the Starmie to please pray for my friend's mom.
You got it. All right, big show today. We got Comics Corner on the way. I guess some big Captain America news because...
Big time.
Huge, man.
Yeah, A month ago,
Captain America turned Hydra, and everybody lost their minds to a point where everybody's like, what? Because it wasn't just that. And we'll talk about it more in Comics Corner 1 folded, but Marvel basically did this crazy switcheroo on the entire persona of Captain America, and the world lost their mind. Well, issue number 2 came out. We got some answers, and we're definitely going to talk about that coming up.
Slow motion theater. Don't want to miss it. We slow down our show. We slow down other people.
We do.
Mm-hmm. We had Ron Ketty last week.
Oh, God.
He was great. We might have a couple other people this
Ooh.
Morning. New people.
Ooh, some guests. New. Also, I watched the ultimate cut of Batman Superman.
Oh, yeah. Are we going to talk about it in the comics?
And I think a lot of people would probably be interested in it.
I really want to talk about it. Yeah. I haven't watched it.
You guys know I wasn't the biggest fan of the movie at all. And so now it's like, well, did it help?
They released a 30-minute longer version of Batman v Superman.
You know how long it is? 183 minutes.
Wow. That's cool.
That's how long the movie
3 hours and 3 minutes.
It's 3 hours and 3 minutes.
Whoa.
All right.
Batman Superman. I'll let you know if it.
If you couldn't handle the theatrical version,
if it painted a better picture.
All right, cool. I'm excited to talk about that.
We'll do Comics Corner when we come back, guys. Hang out.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
And we're back.
We are back.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Donald Trump, New Hampshire.
If you're tempted to sample raw cookie dough, consider the risk.
It can cause E. coli. General Mills produced the flour last fall in Kansas City.
Taliban's taking credit for a terror attack in Afghanistan. A suicide bomber hit a convoy of buses carrying Afghan police cadets. Then another attacker blew himself up as people rushed to the scene to help.
Late word from Hershey that its board has unanimously rejected a takeover bid from Oreo maker Mondelez. Hershey also saying there's no basis for further discussion. Hershey shares had been soaring on word of that offer.
First-time jobless claims rose by 10,000.
Iowans with felony convictions will continue to be permanently banned from the voting booth.
The State Department took Thailand off its human trafficking blacklist, though forced labor is still widespread in the nation's seafood industry.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter confirms that the Pentagon is issuing rules that will allow transgender people to serve openly in the U.S. military.
I have directed that the gender identity of an otherwise qualified individual will not bar them from military service or from any accession program.
Mm-hmm. 7:38.
High today of 84 something. We don't have the internet today, guys.
Traffic.
Trying to see if we have accidents, but it's kind of crazy because I have to use my phone. I'm not seeing any accidents right now. Lots of construction, though. Lots of construction. So this weekend, keep your wits about you when you're driving. It's going to be packed. That's where we get traffic.
Traffic!
Probably just a good idea, unless you're coming out to the Freedom Celebration at Isotopes Park. Just stay home this weekend. That's probably a good idea.
Somebody chimed in on the live line and said, dangerous for summer? Steve-O hanging out at the skate park. Broke my son's hand. I don't even know what that means.
You broke some listener's hand? Is that what he just said? He said Steve-O was hanging out with my kid and he broke his hand.
Why would you break that kid's
Lopez
hand?
Lopez family chimed in on the live line as well from Las Cruces saying, hope you have a safe and wonderful 4th of July. Love you in Las Cruces.
Love y'all.
Love you too. Hey guys, be safe. Don't light fireworks and throw them. Come Tuesday of next week, the stories will be insane. Jeez, I promise you that. Yeah. Every year, it's crazy after the 4th of July. Just terrible. So use your noggin.
Dude,
we got a text
at 2:17 a.m. on the live line.
What's it say?
I just want Steve-O and Teo to know that I am one person that misses Comics Corner. I'll talk comics with you guys. Anytime. Yeah, 2:17 a.m. we got that text.
Go to bed. It's sad that we don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, it's gone.
It's too bad.
Hit it, Dex!
We're going to do it.
Oh, nerds!
To the idiot mobile!
Hey, it's Comics Corner, and I really want to read them because they're really, really cool and they're really, really new.
It's Jim's favorite segment.
I don't even remember this song.
I'm so excited.
Nerd stuff.
Comics Corner!
Let's do it.
Yeah! Welcome to Comics Corner.
We used to do this every Wednesday.
Yeah, for like an hour.
We'll be kicking this up on Fridays. Shout out to Astro Zombies, 3100 Central Avenue Southeast. Caddy Corner to Calvary Knob Hill, Lobo Theater. Those dudes are instrumental in our comic book collecting week in and week
out.
Shout
out to Joe.
Yes.
And to Mike.
And to
Baby Joe.
And to everybody on the live line. Let's see.
And to Trace,
to Joe. Greg, to Mark, to everybody who chimed in on Facebook or the live line saying, dude, please talk Comics Corner. Not only that, it's 4th of July weekend. And probably the biggest comic book news in the universe is happening right now. Captain America is a traitor! What? At least that's what Marvel wanted you to believe a month ago when they released their latest Captain America, Steve Rogers.
Chicow!
And he took out his friend, Jack Flagg, allegedly, seemingly killed him, and then said, Hail Hydra.
Man,
so
the internet shut down.
The internet seriously exploded.
Yeah. Of course, comic people that read comics, nerds, were like, okay, come on, guys. It's a comic book. Yeah. Obviously, there's a reason.
No brainer.
You would think that rational people did. And then there were others. Like, I was on Nick Spencer. He's the writer of this new Captain America run.
Yeah.
I was on his Twitter yesterday just watching the trolls destroy him. And greats like Stan Lee. Stan Lee came to his defense and said, guys, do you not know how storytelling works? You know, you introduce a crazy game changer type situation, and then you let the story unfold, but nobody allowed an opportunity for a story to unfold.
Nope.
They just lost their minds because Captain America said Hail Hydra, and seemingly he's been a Hydra agent his entire life.
Now this is why there was a big jump. Because in the movies, there is a direct connection between Hydra and the Nazis.
Right.
Direct connection.
Yes.
And that's where most of the flare-up happened, is because you had a lot of people say, hey, the creators of Captain America were like visionary Jewish guys that were calling out Hitler before the fact. And that's totally true.
That is true.
But Hydra in the comics have always been very, very loosely affiliated with the not very loose. In fact, they're two different organizations.
Two different organizations.
But I understand people going, oh yeah, well, I don't know that. I don't read comics. All I see is Captain America is a Nazi, which is a jump. But
yeah.
I understand why people made the jump.
Well, Nick Spencer released issue 2 of Captain America, Steve Rogers. It hit stands on Wednesday, and if you can still find it, I'd recommend grabbing it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like the first Cap, it's sold out pretty instantaneously.
It's already doing like second or third reprint.
Yeah. So we got an insight into why, the how, the whatever. And of course, the trolls came out of the woodwork again to just beat up on Nick Spencer and destroy it. But we both had an opportunity to read it.
Yes, we did. And it's a great story.
I agree.
Nerd alert.
Yeah.
Just like we thought it would be. Nick Spencer, he totally had a game-changing
twist. He had a plan.
As to why. And so the really funny thing is, like, this hit for real media. There's an organization called Pace Magazine. They talk about, like, comics.
Mm-hmm.
They throw it in there. And they yesterday, or day before yesterday, threw out an article saying how Marvel had backtracked on Captain America number one. And now they've thrown out an apology backtracking on their article.
Backtracking on the backtrack.
Because Marvel didn't backtrack. Mm. This was the story. This was how it was supposed to happen. You don't cram, a comic's worth of art into that short of a period, and you don't rewrite the story in a month. You can't do that. Mm. It's impossible. They would have delayed the comic, and it would be coming out next month.
So for those that don't like collect comics and aren't super nerds like us, most often, artists and writers have to pitch a story to like whether it's Marvel or DC or something, and it has to be an entire arc, like a story arc. Hey, here's what we want to do. So Nick Spencer has this entire storyline that he's been building over the course of the last year and has known where he's wanted to go, and you really see that in the second issue of what he was trying to do. And I'm a huge Captain America fan.
Yeah. I'm a nerd.
And I didn't know what to do.
I like Toto.
After I read the first one, like, Teo was like, yes, I can't wait. And I was one of the more hesitant, like, man, I don't know. He better, like, he's got to come out strong with something because Cap is a Hydra agent, like, is weird. Like,
well, this is
it's Captain America.
The reason I was stoked is because I read another book by Nick Spencer, Ant-Man.
Yep.
I get Ant-Man every month, and Ant-Man is written fantastic.
Really?
Every month it gets top ratings.
Is Paul Rudd, does he play
the character?
He looks different, but
it is Scott Lang.
Emulates. Yeah, it's the same character. He doesn't look like Paul Rudd, but they are very similar.
Yeah.
It's totally in the flavor of the Paul Rudd version of the character.
Yeah, and which is new.
It's so well written. like Nick Spencer is a great writer. And so when Captain America came out, I was like, Steve-O, this is going to be a good story. And he was like, I don't know. And I was like, no, man, Nick Spencer is a good writer, and it's going to make sense.
Well, what happened?
Okay, so he promised that it was not a clone, that it wasn't mind control. You know, it wasn't anything like that.
This is Steve Rogers.
And he's exactly right.
Yeah.
It's a very, very, very big twist.
It is.
On the situation. And what I really liked about it is it ties into a story that happened over the past year involving S.H.I.E.L.D., involving Baron Zemo, involving
Red Skull,
a lot of the characters.
Yeah.
And so now, like in this issue, in number two, a lot of stuff that has happened over the past 6 months went whoop.
And the cool thing is, for those that haven't been reading comics, like maybe you jumped on because you're like, I want to see what this is about, and then got angry, this comic really does a great job of going backwards and saying, 1 year ago, or you know what I mean? And so it goes back through and really explains it. And I thought it was done well enough that I'm on board.
Yep.
Like, I think it's pretty fantastic what they're doing. Obviously, trying to tell a different story. And I'm definitely okay with them, like, seeking out new ways to tell a great story. So I'm all for it. I give it a thumbs up.
Nerd stuff really excites you because you're a nerd.
Yeah. It even goes back to the Bible because Jesus said, no greater love has a man than this, than one who lays down his life for his friends. And that directly ties into this story.
Absolutely.
It's when friends have to come. Imagine if you were the greatest hero ever and you had constantly laid down your life for your friends. But then we're going to see friends having to help the hero save himself from himself. That's what the story's turning into.
That's cool.
And it's incredible.
Yeah.
And the really fascinating thing is that it's a very, very poignant political commentary on our country now.
Speaking of political commentary,
it's pretty awesome.
It's been very interesting. The Spider-Gwen annual came out this week. It's an alternate universe like Gwen Stacy from the last Spider-Man movie is Spider-Man in this, or Spider-Girl in this alternate universe. The one, the only, Donald J. Trump was in the Spider-Gwen annual as MODOK, who is this super villain. And it's basically, it was the future of what would happen if he became president.
Wow.
And it was like, whoa, how are they doing this? Because it was his likeness. They didn't say Donald Trump.
Yeah.
They just said, you know, the president, essentially. But it was Donald Trump as, like, this Marvel supervillain.
Weird.
So you kind of know where certain people are standing. Jason Latour, writer of Spider-Gwen.
They're not throwing Hillary in there?
No, there was no Hillary mentioned. No. There wasn't. It is a Spider-Gwen comic, which is usually geared towards the ladies.
Sure.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So.
Okay, so aside from all that, Captain America number 2, I think we both highly recommend it.
Yeah, that was the one.
So I also watched the Batman versus Superman.
Yeah, I want to know about
Ultimate
this.
Cut. When Batman Superman came out back in March, it hit a ton of backlash. Because it was like, wait a second. Wait. But then you had a lot of people saying, guys, don't you understand? Like, this can I just spoil the movie? If you haven't seen Batman Superman,
tune out.
Batman v Superman, then tune out right
now. If you care.
So, the big twist in the movie, I guess you could call it a twist, is Batman hates Superman because he's like, dude, you're an alien and you've got the powers of a god.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could turn evil, if we even have a 1% chance that you could turn evil, I'm taking you out.
Yep.
And it's my responsibility to take you out because you could kill us all. And so Batman represents, as he does, the quintessential man. He's a man who is a hero and is in many ways better than these gods basically around him. Superman, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern, Martian Manhunter, The Flash. These people have so much power. They can bend reality pretty much to their will. But then you have Batman, who's just a normal guy, billionaire guy who is crazy smart and had samurai training. Normal guy. You know,
just normal.
Just normal. Normal guy. But anyway, yeah, so we find a Batman, a Batman v Superman, who is older. He's super jaded. Something happened with Robin. One of the Robins got killed by the Joker, or it's alluded to.
Alluded to.
So he decides, I'm taking this dude out because he's not even human. You know, he's too powerful. I got to take him out. And then at the climax of the movie, Batman and Superman. Batman is beating Superman and is about to kill him. And then Superman essentially says, "You've got to save Martha," which is the name of Superman's Earth parents. And then the connection is like, oh yeah, wait, that's also Bruce Wayne's mom's
name.
Yeah,
it's my mom's name.
It was Martha Wayne, and it
was
Martha
Kent. Wait, we got
the
same mama!
Which I think...
Was a jump!
I think that's silly.
It was stupid.
I thought it was silly. And you can ask Steve-O, I was pretty upset when we left the theater. Not only that, but because they kill Superman in the movie. If you haven't seen it, I told you to tune out. The end of the movie, he dies.
Yeah.
Twice!
And I was just like, are you kidding me?
Not only does he die, but they're like, let's kill him. But the sun will bring him back because he can't die. We're going to kill him again and suck all of the emotion out of his death.
I was disappointed that they did that because I felt like they could have saved that for the next movie and it could have been its own thing. It felt crammed in there. And if you know anything about Superman, that was one of the most pivotal points of Superman's existence since 1938.
And one of the most pivotal moments in like comic book history, because up till that point, death meant something in comic books.
If a character died, they died.
Yeah, they didn't bring him back. And this was like the first time it was like, we are going to kill arguably the most popular, greatest superhero in all of comics.
The number one superhero of all time is Superman.
Yeah, he's not dead,
you
though,
can't
right?
argue
he's
that.
Not dead.
But
he's
I mean, in the comics, in back then, when Doomsday showed up, and they did that, it was like, oh my gosh. Like, it was front page news, like, in real life.
Yeah. You guys all remember. Everybody was buying that copy
of
that comic. So they're like, this is going to be worse.
I have, like, six copies
of it. Everybody's got a copy
of
it, so it's not worth
it. And I was a child.
Yeah. So anyway, when the movie came out, and there was a lot of, you know, critical backlash, it got bad critic reviews, and then there was a lot of fan backlash. You had some people defending it and everything. So immediately, there was like, well, there's a different cut of the movie.
The director didn't get to do all he wanted to do.
And that's going to, like, when that releases, it'll fix some
things. Make sense.
So it came out last week, the ultimate cut, which actually is rated R because of violence. And I think there's a couple, like, F-bombs. Like, there's
really?
More, there's more language.
Weird.
There's more language in the movie.
Bruce Wayne?
No.
Oh.
3 hours and 3 minutes long.
And admittedly, there were parts of the movie where I did nod off and fall asleep, but that's because of our job.
And because it's a long movie. And
but Dawn watched the whole thing. So after it was over, I was like, did you see this part? Yes. Okay. I'm pretty sure I saw all of the new stuff.
Okay.
What I can say is you do understand Lex Luthor's plan a little bit better, which I thought was great. At the beginning of the movie, there's more to that scene where people get killed in the desert.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's more to it.
Okay.
And that gets fleshed out a lot better. We also understand why Superman totally missed that bomb in the chair that blows up.
Oh, okay.
They give a legit reason for it. I saw it and I was like, why didn't they leave that in the movie?
Right.
Because there's a legitimate reason that ties back to Superman's lore why he missed it. And it's like, they should have let... It's like a one-minute scene.
Is it
scene.
Lined
I don't know
in
why
lead?
It's lined in lead.
Dang it! That would have made so much sense!
And they explain it. But the reason they took it out is because it's Jenna Malone's character that explains it. And they took out her whole arc.
Huh. They took an entire character out of the movie.
Yeah, they took her...
I would have been bummed if I was that actress. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you spent however many weeks on set, you have an entire character in this movie, and they completely scrubbed her from the film.
Yeah.
Wow. That,
and then there's more scenes with Ma Kent, Martha Kent. There's more, a little more stuff with Batman.
Is it necessary? Like, did they really add anything to the film?
Here's my thing.
Okay.
The movie is still a mess. It makes a little more sense. But then I asked Dawn, because she never saw the theatrical cut, so she only saw the ultimate
cut. Okay, cool.
Dawn only saw that. And I said, so what did you think? And she felt exactly the same way I did. Probably to a lesser degree because I'm more passionate about comic books and stuff. But she just said,
I saw it twice in the theaters, and the second time I watched it, I loved it even more.
Okay.
Yeah,
because a lot of things made more sense to me. Just talking to you guys.
Well, I mean, I bought it. I bought the Ultimate Cut.
I thought it was good. My whole family loved it. They thought it was really good.
So Dawn said, but she did think, she thought the Martha moment made a little more sense.
Okay.
And she tried explaining it to me, and I was like, I can see that. But then in the very next scene, Batman's mowing people down with his car and shooting them, and I was like, him killing all those people really negates everything that we just talked about.
Yep. Yeah, it was a mess. It was a mess.
So it's a bit of a mess.
Sorry, Ben Affleck, because you were incredible as Batman. Yeah, but
it's 30 more minutes of a slightly less convoluted mess.
God.
That's what I
would say. Know what you're talking about, nerd boy.
Okay, so here's my question. It's rated R because my 10 and 12 year old went and saw the theatrical version because it was not rated R.
Right, PG-13.
Is it too much for a 10 and 12 year old?
I don't think it would be too much for Jack and Luke.
Okay.
But
you know my
character.
Children well enough, so
yeah.
So we can't.
Yeah, I don't think like the violent. There's one scene where I was like, oh, that was
intense.
I get my that. There's a scene in the prison when you know how it says all the people branded with the bat mark.
Oh yeah.
There's a scene that shows what happens to people with the bat mark.
Okay.
And then there's more language. I think they can handle it.
I do.
All right, we got to take a break.
Yeah.
When we come back, slow motion theater. Hang out.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Sign of the times, guys.
Sign of the times.
I saw the sign. It opened up my eyes. I saw the sign.
8:07.
Yeah.
High today, 84 degrees.
My wingman is no longer my wingman today.
No, it's just I'm your other wingman.
Wait. But here's the question. What happens when your pilot sabotages? When the pilot
Hydra,
sabotages
man.
The wingman.
Hell Hydra.
It's not a sabotage. It's called a prank. And this person can't handle a good prank.
Okay, here's all I'm going to say. Dex conned me into eating a ghost pepper yesterday.
Shh, that's all.
That's it.
Now he's being kind of a girl about it.
Yeah, thank you. I was sabotaged yesterday afternoon.
Come on.
Friends?
It's funny.
It's not funny.
I almost went to the emergency room.
Yeah.
I did.
You did. Because you were a trooper. You ate it as well.
I had the worst night of my life.
Yeah,
last night.
I'm still feeling it, man. Yeah. I don't know how you're doing. Okay,
I feel a lot better.
I ate this pepper yesterday, thinking it was just a normal pepper because my friends obviously love it
really?
And care for me.
A normal pepper,
They would never do anything like that to me. Turns out it was a ghost pepper, which is one of the hottest peppers on the planet, apparently. Mm-hmm. And guys, no amount of funny is worth the pain that you feel when like. I seriously thought my insides were melting.
All right, I gotta do a traffic update. So we have a road closure. Louisiana Boulevard North between Central Avenue and Copper Avenue. It's closed due to a transformer outage and repairs. So it's closed Domingo to Copper. Alternate route, San Pedro or Wyoming. Mm-hmm. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Just buck up, Steve, that's all I'm gonna say.
How dare you? She's a nice lady.
I know she is.
Did you talk to yourself? Wait, did you just argue with yourself?
What you talking about?
I do.
Oh, we have an Olympic update on the way, guys. More news coming out of Rio.
Oh.
Gosh, body parts just
guys.
Washing up on the shores.
Yeah.
It's not looking good.
I am getting hit up on Facebook.
Are you?
By a close friend of this morning show.
By a close friend of this morning show. I'm trying to think.
Matthew
from Albuquerque.
He's talking to me via Facebook right now. He's got a car.
It's not working.
He's driving. No
guys.
Way.
Yeah.
Congratulations, yeah. Matthew from Albuquerque. That's pretty cool.
Congrats, bud.
It's really cool. All right, on the live line, morning, fellas. Figured out a neat little trick on the podcast where you can slow the speed down to half. It's my own personal slow motion theater. Whenever I hear something hilarious.
Nice.
I rewind and slow you guys down immediately. Love it. Love you guys. Hashtag podcast guy.
Good job, dude.
Thank you. We love the podcasters out there. We apologize. Yesterday's show, we had a complete meltdown
yeah.
with the internet here.
The servers are down. That's the issue. So we're not sure when yesterday or today's podcast will happen. We're going to try to make it happen today, but it really just depends on if they can get the internet working here.
Yeah.
It's a corporate thing.
We appreciate you guys podcasting. iTunes, Google Play, or Star88.fm.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Live Line. Mm-hmm. It is time.
The Morning Invasion brings
you. Oh, this makes me happy.
What should I say?
Slow motion theater.
All right, guys. Just a beautiful day.
Beautiful
day.
In what is probably our most popular segment on the Morning Invasion.
It's real neat.
We're going to kick it off.
Kicking it on.
There's a young lady who joins us on Tuesdays. Her name is Quality Tam.
Oh, no.
I got to tell you, I had to really slow her down, even more than I usually do, because she sounded normal. I'm not joking. I slowed it down to half speed, and she sounded normal.
Right.
Wait, Bierga?
Who? Tam.
Oh, please don't air
It's
Tam.
Our first clip. She sounds great, though, but I had to double half speed her.
Oh, awesome.
She sounded completely normal.
So this is slow quality Tam.
Yeah, this is slow quality Tam.
What does star mean?
What does star mean?
I was listening to this show yesterday, and my mom, you guys had my mom rolling. She was laughing so hard, I guess. I called my mom, and I was like, hey, Mom, I have a quick question, and I hear Teo's voice in the background.
It's Teo.
And I'm like, who is there at your house? Like, what? I was like, that guy sounds a lot like Teo. What is happening? And I was like, Mom, where are you?
She was listening.
And she's like, oh, I'm just at the house cleaning. I'm just getting some things together. And I was like, oh, who's behind? Oh, are you blaring?
Okay, Tim.
Oh, just man.
Out of control.
Glorious.
That girl.
Again, triple speed, half speed.
Triple half speed.
Double flip.
By the way, shout out to the Live Line, 585 Live. Somebody just chimed in saying, hey, is that why the webcam's not working? Because the internet's not working? Yes, that's why.
Yes.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry, guys. You can't watch us today.
Next up. Another lady.
Another lady?
Another lady. Slowed down.
Oh, please. There's only one other lady.
Oh, right. I just thought about this.
Who could it be?
Oh.
Give it to me.
You're in for a real treat if you listen in the afternoons from 2 to 6 p.m. I
want to give a shout out this afternoon to the Daughters of the American Revolution. That organization, which has been around for quite some time, by the way, is now officially set a Guinness World Record by sending more than 100,000 letters to military personnel who are serving overseas.
Yeah.
Now, they had started off with the original goal of 10,000, but they shattered that with 100,904. Let me say that again properly. 100,904,000. That sounds weird to my ears.
There we go.
But anyway, that many letters went out to just men and women.
Sounds like
thanking them for their
had a wonderful evening with her namesake.
Oh goodness.
Oh, beer.
Oh, my stomach.
Could you play that number again?
900,000.
That sounds weird.
The crazy thing
ears.
Is that was just a segment from her afternoon show. You didn't even manipulate that one. That was just her voice.
That was just her right there.
That was just her, man.
Let's
let's see.
One more time.
125th Continental Congress. Continental Congress, sorry. Which took place on June 15th. So congratulations to your longevity, daughters of the American Revolution.
Who says longevity?
Guys, she's going to be so mad.
Mirga does. She's going to be very
so mad.
Right? That sounds weird to my ears.
Like right before that.
Oh, man.
I just got to hear these numbers.
Let me say that again properly. 904,000.
What?
Is that right? That sounds weird to my ears.
Yes!
Birga. Oh, amazing.
Birga.
You are lovely.
You can catch her in the afternoons from 2 to 6.
That's my favorite one.
Can we just call her show Happy Hour now? Because
Happy Hour with
Birga. In the afternoons.
We'll
Birga. Oh, people are losing their mind on the live line right now.
Yeah?
Oh. Yeah. Yep. Incredible. Loving it.
All right, we got another one up here.
Oh, Birga.
I think this is the one where the other day we were talking about the conspiracies.
Oh, no.
What's the name of the family of bears that we all grew up with? You know, the family? Brother Bear and Sister Bear. Goldilocks and the Three Bears? No, it was a family. It was a children's.
Oh, Bernstein Bears.
Bernstein.
Yeah.
I always said Bernstein.
So did I. There's a group of people that grew up being taught that it was Bernstein Bears because it used to be spelled differently.
What?
No, it's Bernstein Bears. And then at some point. It was Bernstein.
It's Bernstein Bears.
And it was hot ever. I was wrong.
Bernstein?
It was Bernstein.
No, it's top Bernstein Bears.
Bernstein?
No.
Bernstein.
Bernstein Bears.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. No, why is that weird? Because that's what it's always been.
Because when I was a kid, it was Bernstein.
No, when I was a kid, it was Bernstein Bears.
It's always been Bernstein.
I know you're the oldest one in here.
Yeah!
When I was a kid. Seriously.
God, that's
stupid.
B-E-R. Bernstein Bears. He just said Einstein Bear.
Bernstein Bear.
Why are we so dumb? Why do people listen to our show?
I don't know.
Don't listen to our show.
Oh my gosh. The live line just flooded with people.
Alternate history.
Well, it is.
Thank you. So good.
It's incredible.
Yeah, according to one of our podcasters, if you download through iTunes, there's a little feature on there. You can slow down or make it sound faster. You can speed it up. And someone's doing that on the podcast.
Oh, man.
You can make your own slow motion theater.
Dude, our boy DJ Bossman Dan just sent us a Whiskey Tango of Whiskey Tango.
Really?
Oh, man.
Yes.
Dude, a live line's blowing up. People said dying. I swear I've heard the same conversation at a party when I was 19.
That's the thing.
Give that guy a monster quick.
Monster quick.
Hey, guys.
Dude, guys. Somebody just chimed in and said, I bear me a need. Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I can't. Half of these I can't say. Yeah. They, Dexter, somebody just chimed in and said, you have set the bar high with this week's slow motion segment. Totally awesome this week. That's Matthew listening in St. Louis.
Thanks, Matthew. Thanks,
shout out to St. Louis. People are losing their minds.
STL.
The bear argument is the best. Wow, my stomach is hurting. I'm laughing so hard.
Well, I don't know. I think Birga.
It was in 904. Yeah. Let me say that again properly. 904,000. Is that right?
Oh, Birga.
Oh, man.
Is she here today?
I hope she's okay. We're just having fun.
Doesn't sound right.
Girl, we just poking at you.
We slow-mo us every week.
Oh, gosh. Slow-mo theater is probably my favorite segment of our entire show.
The Morning Invasion brings you slow motion theater.
Thank you, thank you, everybody. Thank
Man,
you. Thank
I'm
you.
So glad that you, like, Steve-O, you did a good job this morning, because we wouldn't have got to hear that today.
Mm-hmm.
We were so close to not having a morning show today.
Oh, man.
Just because our systems here went so nuts close. At about Steve-O 3 o'clock this day. Morning.
Yep. I mean, I didn't save this.
Slow clap.
Yeah, you did. Tim and I couldn't figure it out.
No, we were in here trying to mess with stuff, and I was like, I felt like I was just the troubleshooter, because I was like, okay, click play. No, that did not work.
For real. I'm just going to hit Control-Alt-Delete, mm-hmm. bring up the, nope, that's not doing anything.
Steve-O said, what did you do? And I said, I kicked it really hard. It fell over, but I don't think it
Dude,
did anything.
Crazy morning. Crazy morning.
All
but
right.
whatever, God's good, and we're having a fun show.
Let's talk about this Twinkie.
You talk about it.
It's the world's oldest Twinkie. Marks 40 years on display.
Richard Simmons.
Come on now.
No, no.
Oh, you guys need to pray for Richard Simmons. That
you know
guy,
what that is? That's workout shaming. That's what you're doing.
Workout shaming.
You, workout
you said the
shaming.
World's oldest Twinkie.
You are workout shaming.
Stop. Gosh.
Just because it's not CrossFit doesn't mean it's not legitimate.
And one and two and three and four. Let's go, you guys.
Hey, you should do a video, man.
I should.
So back in 1976, there was a chemistry teacher named Roger Banata.
Banata!
He put a freshly unwrapped Twinkie on his chalkboard to teach students about decomposition.
Oh, yeah.
No way.
So he put it up there on top of the chalkboard. 4 decades later.
41 years.
The Twinkie is still alive.
That's gross.
Can you
man.
Imagine?
Yeah.
You know that he put it up there and he was like, so in a couple weeks, this baby's going to be gone. And then a month in, he was like, kids, I don't know what they're feeding us anymore,
mm-hmm.
but you should not be eating these
yeah.
things.
Imagine, you know, that's
and
like.
And then he mysteriously disappeared.
Right. That's got to be on display for like everyone coming back for their high school reunion. Like, dude, 25 year reunion.
Well,
you're going to go check out the Twinkie.
That's what you can do. So
no way.
So back in 1976. The chemistry teacher said, let's find out, see how long it lasts. He opened the Twinkie package. He ate one, put the one on top of the chalkboard. It sat there for 3 decades. Then, in I think around 2004, they decided to put it in a glass jar, like underneath a glass jar.
Yeah.
And there it has remained. And people can come and actually see the Twinkie. Now, the Twinkie looks pretty much the same.
It really does. It looks
just a little bit maybe drier?
Crumbly.
It looks a little crustier. Oh, maybe?
It looks like a sponge.
It looks a little sponge. Corroded.
A little corroded, but there's no mold.
But it still looks like something you would wipe your countertop with. That looks nasty.
Oh, man. Over 40 years old, this Twinkie now sits in this little glass box. And people, I think it's in the dean of the students. She was actually one of the students in the chemistry class back in 1976.
Wow.
She's now the dean, and she is the one who holds on it in her office.
Yep.
And I guess she's going to pass it down to the next dean when she retires.
Wow. It's the Twinkie of the dean.
I can't believe nobody's broke in and actually tried to steal it, you know, because that's what pranksters did.
But also, I would say this. You can't do that anymore with Twinkies, because after Hostess went under, Twinkies went away for a while. And then a new company bought Twinkie, and they're like, we're bringing them back. But they did not bring them back. It is a different recipe, if you will. And
well, it's actually healthier for you.
Whatever. They don't taste the same, and they don't preserve well, and I hate that.
Well, it's a lot better for you.
It's not your mama's Twinkie.
Yeah, look at that Twinkie. There's two things that would last a nuclear explosion, and it's
nuclear
cockroaches
and
Twinkies.
Yeah,
and if you live in a refrigerator, you'll live.
Yeah, that's true. Thanks, Indiana Jones.
Yeah. It's got to be one of them old refrigerators.
Old, like lead line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was really it. It was lead line. Yeah. That movie was so great. Gosh, just
what?
So fantastic.
Who are you?
Loved it.
Dude, those peppers messed him up.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Smelling colors, so. Oh.
Smell the color nine.
Can't believe you ate that, man.
I ate you! No!
Not my fault, man. Hey, you're in control of your destiny.
Wait. But here's the question. What if you were tricked into that? I got Esau'd, yo. I got Esau'd. Yesterday, you offered
always
me
expect
a,
the
you
unexpected.
Offered me a bowl of soup for my
that's
namesake,
our motto. Always
for my
expect
inheritance.
The
what's
unexpected?
The motto?
And I said, nothing. What's the motto with you?
The Lion King joke. Slow that one down.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I'm going to do it.
It's fantastic. I forgot what I was saying. Isn't that crazy? I was seriously in the middle of arguing with a friend, and then all of a sudden, a Disney reference popped up, and I was in the movie.
We need more Disney references.
It.
We'd get a lot of stuff.
Oh, okay.
That's true.
Okay,
a lot of stuff
okay.
worked out.
Thanks, man.
Can we just air Beer Guy again?
Oh, just all day, air day, slow-mo theater with Beer Guy.
Beer Guy. So much so fun. Good. It was a good one
please.
Today.
Please, Beer Guy.
Properly. 904,000. Is that right? That
no,
sounds weird to my ears.
It is weird because it's wrong.
But anyway, that many letters went out to servicemen and women, thanking them for their service. And this was put together in an effort to celebrate the organization's 125th Continual Congress. Continental Congress. Sorry.
This is okay. Thank you, Beer Guy. All right, we got to take a break when we come back. What did we want to do when we came back? Whiskey
yeah.
Tango.
Yeah,
yes.
We got a crazy Whiskey Tango story.
More headlines.
Yeah.
Hang out with us.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Donald Trump, New Hampshire.
If you're tempted to sample raw cookie dough, consider the risk.
It can cause E. coli. General Mills produced the flour last fall in Kansas City.
Taliban's taking credit for a terror attack in Afghanistan. A suicide bomber hit a convoy of buses carrying Afghan police cadets. Then another attacker blew himself up as people rushed to the scene to help.
Late word from Hershey that its board has unanimously rejected a takeover bid from Oreo maker Mondelez. Hershey also saying there's no basis for further discussion. Hershey shares had been soaring on word of that offer.
First-time jobless claims rose by 10,000.
Iowans with felony convictions will continue to be permanently banned from the voting booth.
The State Department took Thailand off its human trafficking blacklist, though forced labor is still widespread in the nation's seafood industry.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter confirms that the Pentagon is issuing rules that will allow transgender people to serve openly in the U.S. military.
I have directed that the gender identity of an otherwise qualified individual will not bar them from military service or from any accession program.
8:34 in the a.m.
High today of 84 degrees.
Let's take a look at traffic. If I can get the map pulled up.
Hang on, it's refreshing.
I want to remind you about the road closure, Louisiana Boulevard North between Central Avenue and Copper Avenue. It's due to a transformer outage and repairs. Closed Domingo to Copper, alternate route San Pedro or Wyoming. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Want to remind you guys, this Saturday, we're going to be at Isotope Stadium. It's a free show. Steve-O, who's going to be there?
I will.
Besides us.
Oh. Oh, you said us.
Battle Drums Worship. Hog Nelson.
Yep.
A message from Pastor Skip.
Yep.
For King and Country.
America.
And Fireworks.
America's going to be there.
And Turtles. I like Turtles.
It's going to be amazing, guys. We're going to be doing 2 hours of the Evening Invasion.
Yep.
I'm stoked. In fact, Mark just chimed in on Facebook and said, hype to watch you gents do the Evening Invasion Saturday.
I want to give a big shout out to Mark. Has Mark ever called in? Because
I thought he said he doesn't call in, he just emails.
Mark, you got to call us, man. You do. Because Mark is one of these guys who is straight up pure Starmy.
I mean,
he's always
truth, dog, truth.
Commenting and encouraging. He sent me a couple messages yesterday, and I don't even remember if I replied, Mark, because I was dying. But he was checking in on me. Thank you, Mark.
Oh, Dex.
We love and appreciate
We're
you, man.
We're so stoked for you. Oh, Dex.
I'm excited for
We're
Saturday,
really
guys.
Happy
I really am.
Too.
Fireworks show.
It's going to be great.
guys be careful this weekend.
Please be careful.
Be responsible.
Uh-oh.
Frank.
Oh!
Don't forget. In the eye. We talked about it more than once earlier. Fireworks can affect pets.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Scare them. Can also, we also have pets and vets. Vets that are affected with PTSD.
Don't be a firework fire jerk.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. Call you just
t-shirt.
Invented.
What Call the I t-shirt do? People.
Don't what? Be a fire jerk.
Don't be a firework fire jerk.
No, you just say fire jerk, man.
This 4th of July, don't be a firework fire jerk. Don't be a firework fire jerk. You don't want to be that guy like the one you see on CNN that blew out his left eye.
Oh, no.
Please this year be cautious and don't burn your neighbor's house right down to the ground. Don't scald your cheeks by a ring, a bottle rocket from your butt. Don't be like the New York Giants guy who really, really thought he was the man and mishandled them fireworks and lost part of his right hand. That is neither safe nor sane, and it is super duper dumb to blow off your thumb. I will bet he probably regrets his poor judgment. Firework, fire jerk, don't be that guy. Have a very safe 4th of July. Firework, fire jerk, don't be that dude. Roman candles are meant to shoot at one another.
Don't be a firework, fire jerk. A public service of this station and the Society of Three-Fingered Men.
Okay.
A society? There's a Society of Three-Fingered Men?
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
He had three fingers society. And 100 brothers.
Guys.
Yep.
I'm okay.
We all thought, we knew you were okay. Nobody wondered if you were okay.
All right, it's time to move on to something we do almost every day.
Whiskey.
Tango.
Tanger.
No.
Yeah, you can't put a pause there.
Pause. Okay. I don't know about this.
I thought we were doing the Beastie Boys thing where I say the first word and you say the second word.
You know what? Cut his mic.
Okay.
We're doing live!
You guys ever chilled in the duck pond? Not in it, but at it. At UNM.
Yeah.
University of New Mexico. Our college campus here. They have a beautiful duck pondery.
Back in the day, we covered our stump boy in honey and birdseed.
Who are these people?
And we had them lay down on the beach.
At the duck pond?
At the duck pond.
Did the ducks just go crazy?
Not really. Oh. They didn't want anything to do with them.
See? Those are the kind of animals you want to be around.
Yeah.
A 59-year-old dude.
What?
I gotta write that one down. Stop it. A 59-year-old dude named Sor Angel Velez. He was walking in a park in Orlando, Florida this last weekend when apparently he got too close to a swan and her babies. Swans are known for their cray-cray. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that swan went into protective mother mode and reached towards him. And he responded like any normal grown adult. He punched the swan in the face.
Man, that's mean.
You serious?
He said,
I'm gonna punch you so hard you turn back into an ugly duckling
swan.
Oh
my gosh. Okay.
I don't know.
I think you hit the wrong button.
I don't think
that was your swan sounder.
A supreme swan sound effect.
I'm pretty sure that was a firework sound effect.
I wish everybody could have seen Dex's face.
That is the wrong sounder.
Outer space missile.
It is.
It's definitely not.
Why does that say swan? Supreme swan sound effect? Give me a break.
Star Wars and nuke.
So the swan goes into protective mother mode. The human goes into protective human mode and punches the swan in the face. Mm-hmm. Well, apparently he can't do that. Two off-duty cops happened to be walking by and saw the whole thing go down. And he was arrested for injuring wildlife on public property, 10 days in jail.
Well, yeah. Whoa.
And was banned from that park for life.
Good.
The story says, fortunately, it looks like the swan's going to be okay. But here's the deal.
Stop looking at me, swan.
I'm sure PETA's about to call.
PETA?
But like...
Griffin?
PETA. PETA.
Stop it.
Peter Griffin.
Can I trying to tell a story? Here's what's hard about this. The dude was minding his own business at a park. The swan, quote, attacked him.
Yeah.
He wasn't antagonizing this animal. He wasn't doing anything but walking by. And swans are no joke, man.
I think it's swain in the plural.
Oh. What do you do? He punched the swain.
Punch the swain.
You drop kick it.
No,
you don't drop kick.
Apparently,
swain.
You can't do anything because he's in jail for 10 days for injuring wildlife on public property.
I think he deserves.
We've seen way too many YouTube videos of swan attacks.
Yeah, swain. Like this one right here.
Oh my gosh, we're just currently watching swans. You just run.
You run. You got to run.
Nah, man. I am a man who will fight for your honor.
Yeah. These colors don't run.
I'll be the hero you're dreaming of.
Swain coming me. I'm like, roll tide. I punch it.
Yeah.
Whoa, look at this bald eagle attack this swan.
Oh, okay. No.
The top 15 best eagle attacks in the world. Lion, cat, dog, duck, rabbit.
I'm trying to tell a story, and you were just lost on YouTube.
I'm sorry. My bad.
Lost on YouTube.
Best eagle attacks.
Wait, save that one.
It's YouTube.
I want to watch it during the break.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that one.
Do you think he was in the wrong for punching the swan?
No, I don't.
He went to jail for injuring wildlife on public property.
Well, it was public property.
Yeah, but have you ever been down to the duck pond? Those ducks and swans, swains.
Duck in the plural is...
Better be careful with this one.
Let me think before I speak.
Yeah.
It's just ducks.
Okay.
It's like you put an S at the
end. Yeah. They can get kind of mean. And you can't just kind of, you can't grab them because then they're sharp bills, man.
Well, here's the thing,
man,
guys.
Those ducks are crazy.
Sometimes they can get a little out of control,
you know?
Yeah.
They're driving all the time.
Driving.
They have to go house to house.
What? Huh?
They have to deal with
not
deal
swans.
With people.
That's totally different. That's like a food company.
The swans, man.
No, that was no. That's totally.
Oh, wait.
He hit a beautiful swan.
Just a beautiful bird. Just a bird that attacked him.
He hit the swans, man.
Is it really okay?
I mean, everybody's entitled to hit the Swans Man.
Well, Swans Man is a nice guy.
Yeah, but this swan attacked him.
He brings you treats.
He does. Those yogurt pops are my favorite.
Okay, quiet.
I don't necessarily think this belongs in Whiskey Tango, man. Because I don't think this guy was crazy.
Yes, he was.
No.
You hit a swan.
Yeah, you never hit a
swan. You don't hit an animal.
You're being attacked by an animal.
It's not a predator.
Okay, here's a question. Oh.
Okay.
I was just about to say. You're being attacked by a great white shark. You're told to box it in the nose.
Two different
And then
things.
You get arrested.
I've said this before, and I will stand by
injuring wildlife.
And people, the live line will blow up with people that don't agree with me, but whatever.
Bring it on.
If a girl starts to attack you,
that's
you
totally
run.
Different.
You
obviously.
Don't punch
you
them in the face. You
no,
never punch
not.
A girl in the
no,
face.
No, obviously.
Yeah, but then people go, yeah, but what if she's, you know.
A swan.
Yeah. And then
you don't punch the girl in the
punch
face.
Punch a swan either.
I feel like this guy, he hit a swan. His life's going to change. He's going to be put in prison.
No, he's not.
He is going to live the life of a swan backwards, Benjamin Button style, because he is going to become an ugly duckling. For years, he will rot away in a prison cell until he realizes, wait a second, I am a swan. I am a swan.
Beautiful. Oh, okay.
He will get out of prison, and he will become a supervillain known as the Swan.
Easy.
Who has a debonair appearance and a likable demeanor, but then...
Is he mad at you for feeding him?
He destroys you.
Listen. As someone on the live line just said, this man was just fighting for his swanner.
For his what?
His swanner.
I give up.
You know, like, when you're at the park and a swan straight attacks you, you fight for your swanner. You have to. Men... We are men of integrity and swanner.
Boo. Who wrote that?
I don't know. We can call him.
Call him.
It's area code 5053.
Interrupted my story about the origin of the supervillain, the swan.
Sorry.
Yeah.
We're also getting requests now for slow motion theater.
Nope.
I don't even remember this segment.
People, it's a spice, not a flavor. Don't ruin it.
What was the segment from the day we were talking about me painting while Chrissy was in the background calling out for help? What?
That's called Steve-O's life segment.
Yeah, that was just my life. That's just my life. Well, that was from a listener on the
line. Again, if you're a podcaster and you have iTunes, you can actually, there's a feature that you can slow down or speed up the audio on
just,
your...
That's just overkill. You just ruined a good thing.
Well, they're trying to get the internet working. It's working on Steve-O's computer, but sadly, not over here in this corner, which is where the podcast is made.
Yeah, so we don't know if we're going to be able to get that up today. Sorry,
this
guys.
Computer decided it really loved a different computer, and they got married.
Steve-O, since it's Friday, let's get through these Whiskey Tangos. Yeah, I think you have some more.
Made a podcast.
You know...
Podcast is a digital baby.
Fast food can be a dangerous thing. It's not necessarily the healthiest for you. We know those golden arches. It can hurt your body. Not so much as this man necessarily, but imagine going through life as Ronald McDonald. Not only that, imagine discovering that your wife, you know,
it was a
Ronald McDonald's wife,
yeah,
was a manager at Sonic.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Yeah, you got issues, right? What do? You're like, babe, I'm Ronald McFreaking Donald.
Yeah, I am.
I am responsible for the Golden Arches. So Ronald went to work to have words with his wife.
I tried it.
Who was the manager at Sonic? Well, the McDonald got into an argument with the McSonic guy.
Still having a hard time wondering, how did Sonic hire Ronald McDonald?
Because I don't know. Not Ronald McDonald's wife.
Oh.
But you know, when you work at like various entities like that, could it be like, I feel like there'd be issues. You know
Fast
what I mean?
Food wars?
Husband, yeah, is Ronald McDonald. Wife's a manager at Sonic. Fast food wars happening. You just never know. Well, Ronald got into an argument with one of the employees. 24-year-old dude named Telvin Drummond.
Telvin.
And they did what any irrational clown and Sonic worker would do. They pulled their guns and shot each other.
What?
Yeah. No, Ronald missed because he's a clown.
Clown guy.
But Telvin did not miss, and Ronald had to go to the hospital with injuries.
Telvin is a threatening name.
No charges have been filed yet because they're still investigating what happened. Sadly, this is real.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it.
Yeah, he was definitely not loving Sonic. They got into an argument because Ronald was like, fries! And the Sonic guy was like, tater tots.
Tater tots.
Snort, and that made me upset.
Come on! No, for real, 43-year-old dude named Ronald McDonald in Lumberton, North Carolina, went to visit his wife, the manager of a Sonic.
Who DJ Boss Mandan has named Rhonda McDonald.
Rhonda McDonda?
McDonald, because they're married.
No, that's dumb. Ronald McDonald and... Yeah. What are you doing? You just
told you
all the stupid YouTube videos.
What?
Who gave this guy access to YouTube? We can't do like weather or traffic or anything because our computers are busted. But for some reason, the one computer that works is this clown's. Not sorry, Ooh. The other clown, not Ronald McDonald. This, okay.
McDonald's theme song by the Kitty Crew, 2015.
Oh gosh!
Look at them; they're so cute.
What are they saying?
I don't know the theme song.
That's all I got for Whiskey Tango.
Proud of you, friend.
Yeah, thanks.
It's pretty good.
I'm a little bummed with that one.
Sounds magical.
Is this Pee Wee's Playhouse?
No, this is the Wacky Adventures of Ronald McDonald.
I feel like they stole this from Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Somebody snorting.
Who's that?
Get out of there, Dex. That is a clown's house. That is not where you want to be.
Ah!
Why did they steal this from Pee-wee's Playhouse?
It's another day. Time to get going. Let's sleep when we can play.
Good morning, Sunday.
Good morning, Ron.
Gotta get ready to enjoy the view.
Ronald McDonald had a TV show?
Kinda new.
No way.
That's the intro to Ronald McDonald. I hate YouTube.
Guys, that was scary.
You are lost in the wondrous world of YouTube.
You guys don't understand. That was scary.
Wow.
Maybe that's why they got into the altercation. The Sonic employee guy was like way bigger a fan of Pee-wee's Playhouse. Because this looks essentially like Pee-wee's Playhouse, but with Ronald McDonald.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you ripped off Pee-wee!
Teo, you got your news ready?
No.
Okay.
Sure.
everybody, and everybody clap your hands.
Keep playing that. I'm stalling.
Clap your hands, everybody, and everybody clap your hands.
One more time.
Just clap your hands, everybody, and everybody clap your hands.
Nope, still not.
All right, now let's get some headlines going here.
Alrighty.
Just scrolling away. Thanks, Internet. There's a new flavor of ice cream you guys need to know about.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I am lactose intolerant, so it's not going to work out unless it's sorbet.
You know, just because there are two foods that are delicious separately, it doesn't mean they should be Frankenstein together.
Oh, I got it. Ice cream and sushi. It's wasabi flavored ice cream.
Oh. I've already had that.
No.
Okay.
No.
How about this? Pizza.
Two chefs.
Love pizza.
In New York City. Just created a hot new food item.
Lay it on us, bro.
Hot dog ice cream.
Okay.
Hey-o.
Hot dog ice cream.
I mean, I've heard of hot dog flavored water.
Stop it. Stop it. Limp Stop biscuit. It. It's even weirder than it sounds. They infused ice cream with hot dogs, then froze it into a hot dog shape.
Huh.
The toppings are candied green cabbage, honey mustard, and blackberry raspberry ketchup. And it's served in a brioche bun.
I don't know about you guys, but I only love hot dogs when I'm away from my home. I won't eat them at home.
Why?
I don't know. I just think they taste better.
It's only available in two restaurants in New York City, and it costs like $8 to try it.
$8?
$8 to try hot dog flavored ice cream.
That's so dumb.
Come on. Yes,
that is so dumb.
There's lots of hot dog jokes that could be made, but I feel like we'd
Wait. Oh.
It was disgusting.
No. Okay. I'm going to save that one because I love my job.
Okay.
Okay.
We got some new movies that have released this weekend.
There's some big ones this weekend.
Yeah, speaking of that, The Big Friendly Giant. It comes out today.
We're going to watch the trailer.
It's okay. The witching hour when the boogeyman comes out. The girls say the witching hour arrives at midnight. I think it comes at 3 in the morning.
It is!
When I'm the only one left awake.
Oh!
Is she a witch?
Like
has
now.
Anybody ever read this book? Am I the only one?
Is that little girl?
Am I the only one that's read this book?
Ah!
Whoa! Gosh, I can't.
That was nuts.
Whew. Am I the only one that's ever read this?
Yes.
Yeah, I've read it. Like
literally
5,000 times.
Oh, yeah? What's BFG stand for?
Big Friendly Giant.
I said it earlier.
Yeah, I heard it.
Steven Spielberg directs this movie about an orphan girl who befriends a big friendly giant that's been outcast by the other giants because he refuses to eat children.
Gosh, I can't wait!
That's right. It's based on the 1982 children's book by Roald Dahl. He also wrote, you know, maybe you've heard of it, Charlie the Chocolate Factory.
The Witches.
Matilda.
Fantastic Mr. Fox.
James and the Giant Peach.
Yes, mm-hmm. Dude.
Bill Hader from SNL and Jermaine Clement from Flight of the Conchords are two of the bad giants.
I think it'll be pretty good.
Yeah. Steven Spielberg, man.
That's not my pick for this weekend, though.
Also releasing some stupid Purge movie that I don't want to talk about.
Oh, just another one?
Don't watch that.
I've seen them.
Okay.
Have you really? They make me upset.
They keep making them because people keep watching them.
You're the person.
Nah, man.
Stop it. Dex's pick for the weekend, The Legend of Tarzan.
Yes.
Boom.
Are you serious?
No man. He was thought to be an evil spirit, a ghost in the trees. No man ever started with less.
Ooh, what is that? What is that?
I think that's... Is that Tarzan?
It's Tarzan. You're Jane. He'll come for you.
Yeah! That looks awesome!
Nope. If Tarzan would land in frame, first time, and then it was like, and he landed, and got quiet, and then it goes up to him, and he goes, I like turtles.
Oh, man.
Alexander Skarsgård from True Blood is Tarzan. Margot Robbie is his wife, Jane. After years of living in England, Tarzan returns to Africa with Samuel L. Jackson, an American who wants him to look into rumors of slavery happening in the Congo. Jimon Hansu is a tribal chief with a score to settle with Tarzan. And Christoph Waltz is the bad guy, a Belgian abusing the locals for his diamond mining operation.
Did I hear one of you say that the reviews weren't good?
Terrible reviews. They're saying, like, the monkey, the gorilla stuff, like, the way they look and move is bad. And the thing it was comparing it to that I saw, it was like, I mean, we've had two Planet of the Apes movies that were incredible. And then the Jungle Book just came out. And it's talking about how the gorillas in this movie just don't look great.
Waiting for the Jungle Book to hit the Dollar Theater. Looking forward to that one. One more quick one, I think.
Okay, yeah. Sir. But you said it, not me. Wreck-It Ralph 2.
Gosh, I can't wait.
Has been confirmed, and it is coming out in 2018.
Thank you, Pixar!
Yeah, that Wreck-It Ralph was a pretty good game.
I don't know what it is about Pixar, but I'm trying to think of one that was like, oh, wait, you know what? Cars 2. All right.
Bud's like,
what?
Terrible movie.
Oh,
what?
Didn't you guys see
Didn't you see Ants?
What? Yeah. Oh, I did, like, actually. Ants. Woody Allen and Sylvester Sloan. Yeah. No!
Bug's Life was bad.
Bug's Life. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I got to lie down.
Okay. We'll be back.
Get out of bed.
Wake up, wake up.
Let's get out of bed.
Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Live.
Yeah.
It's our live line.
People just chiming in, yo.
505-585-5483. Text us.
Yeah. People kindly asking Teo to shut his filthy mouth because a Bug's Life is a national treasure, girl. Just like you.
If that's a national treasure, we need to raise that standard.
Actually, somebody did say
did they?
That. Yes.
Oh, they did.
Yeah! Because it is, guys!
No, it's not.
I love that movie.
It was a big step backward.
What do you mean big step backward? At the time, well, no,
It came after Toy Story.
Yeah, I thought it was fantastic. It was absolutely magical.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
It's Friday.
Friday.
9:07.
High today, 84 degrees. Just kicking it, y'all.
Louisiana Boulevard North between Central Avenue and Copper Avenue is closed. Use an alternate route. Not sure they'll get traffic.
Guys, it's very important this weekend.
What?
That we handle our fireworks very safely. Many, every year, lose limbs from being stupid.
Wait, I thought this was the theme song for cats.
And dogs.
Yeah, it's all animals. Animals in need.
And people that have blown fingers off from fireworks.
Side note, I was also corrected on the live line because Wreck-It Ralph is Disney and not Pixar.
Sorry. Oh, that's true. That's true.
Thank you. Thank you.
So please, this weekend, use common sense.
That's why we're just barbecuing. The only thing we're lighting up is the grill. Am I right?
Whoa! Ah!
Light you up.
Like a firework? Baby, you're a firework.
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy. Easy does it.
Easy, bro.
Saturday evening, join us at Isotope Stadium.
Yep.
Evening Invasion starting at 4 o'clock, and then we have some bands playing. Hawk Nelson, ooh. Battle Jumps Worship, ooh. Four King and Country.
Ooh. Mickey is stoked.
Skip Heitzig going to be throwing down a message.
Oh, boy.
Mickey Mouse hanging out. And fireworks!
What we need to do for a segment during the Evening Invasion is get Skip out there to do his Donald Duck. Have you ever heard his Donald Duck?
Yeah, I have, actually.
It is fantastic. I'm telling you, we'll have a segment that's just a Mickey and Donald segment. Huh. You can do Mickey.
Huh.
Yeah. No, that was
a taste of thank you.
You can't.
I'm so glad
that.
You did. I'm so glad. Dex what just is wrong dumped with you? Steve-O. He said something very inappropriate.
I would have gotten fired at the edge for
no,
that.
I did not.
I would have.
It was so inappropriate. People were offended. They don't even know what you said.
You know what? Since I fed you a ghost pepper yesterday,
no one will ever know what I said, and everybody's gonna think I said something horrific.
Yeah, they'll never know.
All I said was, you can't stop dumping me.
You can't stop dumping me.
It's because I'm frustrated.
Right.
You dump me again.
Stop. You're right. Stop. He can't stop because you say the worst things.
He can't say stuff like that.
There are things that humanity should never say.
I quit.
Dump, 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 dump.
Man, our system is a little late on that one. Just not it's acting okay. right today. What were we talking about?
Oh, man.
We were talking about... Yeah, it is.
So this weekend, while lighting fireworks...
You were about to go into an impression.
Have your drone use...
Wait, what?
Fire
no.
Drones can light off fireworks for days. Be careful. We love you guys. Be safe.
I mean, we really like you. Love's just such a strong word. I saw her in concert. Not gonna lie.
I did too.
She was incredible.
One of my favorites.
Did you see her here at Tingly when they were here with Tingly? Okay.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah. With the Parishers? The Parishers
she actually came into the radio station and did a live performance.
Yeah, a friend of mine was at that, and I wanted to cry because it was like, how did you.
She used their studio as a dressing room. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Sarah McLachlan, guys.
She was awesome. She was very sweet.
Sarah McLachlan.
Very sweet.
Yeah.
That's cool. All right, guys. Let's see here. What do we got on the table?
Hi.
This is a pretty good story right here.
Thanks, man.
This is a good one. Gotta love a story like this one. At a time when there's so much misguided suspicion about men in turbans.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Dump yourself. Dump yourself.
No.
Did you mean to say turbines?
No, he meant turbines. That's studio at star88.fm. Studio at star88.
If you guys are wondering why I sound so frustrated, this is the sound of me losing my job. Thanks to these two knuckleheads over here.
Go ahead. You were saying?
Well, there's a farmer named Evtar. He's from British Columbia.
In Canada.
He's wearing a turban, guys. He was working on his farm on Saturday when he heard a woman screaming.
That's not actual audio.
That's a ghost.
That's his actual audio of the woman. Here it is. So, guess what he did?
Never surrender!
That's right. He and his turban followed the screams to a creek, and they saw a woman who was struggling against the currents. She couldn't swim strong enough to get to the side, so guess what he did? He unwrapped his turban, threw it in the water.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did.
Oh,
she was drowning, so he unwrapped it, and he threw the turban in.
Steve-O, he did the right
thing. Oh, man. Would that be considered a... Urban Rescue, am I right?
Somebody, please.
It's because we play a worship band called Urban Rescue, guys. Let me explain that joke.
Make fun Turban of this guy Rescue. With the worship band name. Please, somebody help me. If you guys know where I can turn an application in, I don't care what
it
is.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. Oh, yeah, she was drowning. She couldn't swim. So he threw it in there.
Hey, you know what? That's actually really cool.
He had about 10 feet
Thank
of
you
turban.
For your approval, Steve.
He had 10 feet of turban.
Oh, Avtar, man.
Never surrender!
Yeah, he threw one into the woman. She grabbed it, and he and his son pulled her to the shore. Pretty awesome there. Avtar,
dude.
Did you just say Avatar?
No, Avtar. A-V-T-A-R. That's his name.
Yeah, but they pronounce it Ashtar.
They do not.
Ashtar Hothi in Kamloops, British Columbia.
Well, you know, guys, you can't win them all. Sometimes life happens. Surrounded by idiots that ruin things for you.
Oh, man.
Can't win them all.
Whatever. That's incredible because, you know, the whole sanctity of the...
Yeah, I'm talking about you guys taking my job from me.
Well, you know, it's like...
Are you mimicking the throw over there?
No, it's like... Because aren't you not supposed to take those off? It's like a big deal
if
you remove it.
It's a big deal.
So he was like,
it's like, man, that's pretty cool.
India Jones.
Think about right? All the cool things you could use.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
India Jones?
Is it too late for the dump? Or is
I guess I'm out of dump. I don't have any room.
No, because he used it like a whip.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, I'm sure we all get it. Everybody listening gets
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't breathe.
Mm-hmm. Chip, man.
I can't breathe.
Hey.
Good thing our boss doesn't listen anymore.
Will you write this down in the spreadsheet? It's like Steve-O insults people group. What time is it? Yeah.
All times.
9:15.
All times. At all times.
Making sure we get that one in.
Okay, good. All right.
Yeah, I guess you could call it demographics.
Oh, my gosh. Somebody in Wisconsin said, you are a bad, bad man, Steve-O.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dex, for letting me listen to the show with my kids without the foulness of Steve-O's mouth.
Of course, that's why I'm here.
I didn't say anything weird!
Gosh, that is why I'm so here. Glad you dumped that.
Yep, kids are listening, Steve-O. Thanks, you got to remember that.
Thanks, Wisconsin.
That's why I got hired here.
Keep it cheesy.
Hey, Arlington says, Teo, I will help you.
Thanks, man. Just, oh, wait. No, no, no. Me in. Nope.
No, man.
No.
Oh, so apparently if you're streaming us, it doesn't matter if there's a delay.
Oh, it doesn't work. It doesn't dump it anymore?
Gasp.
Did it not work?
Gasp.
Guys, if our dump's not working, that's awful.
No, it's perfect.
No.
No, it's not.
They're referring to something else, Steve-O.
Oh, man. Hey, somebody else on the line? No, no, I'm not even gonna. Did you hear that? That was discernment. Discretion. Watch, you read it. You read the latest one on the live line.
I'm trying here. It's not letting me.
Okay, I'll read it. You know what? That's seriously a great story.
Is that what it said?
No.
Oh, I thought you were reading it.
No, they said, I might start wearing a turban now. You never know when you're going to need a whip or a rope.
Well...
That's true.
That is very true.
He used it. It's pretty cool, man. Teo's gone.
He's gone.
He left.
He's no
He doesn't want to lose
No,
his
I'm
job.
Still here, guys.
No longer with us anymore.
I'm pretty sure I already lost it.
R.I.P., man.
Just living in R.I.P. tension.
It's too bad.
Guys, this weekend.
Okay.
Life is tough. Just because you're a little kid doesn't mean the world will go easy on you. Sometimes the best way to give back is by taking something away. Because only through failure can you learn true greatness. In the arms of depression.
Wait, what?
Did you say in the arms of depression?
Thanks, man.
That's what it says.
No, it doesn't say that.
Why you gotta ruin the song for me, man?
I was trying to help.
Boom. Nailed it.
Can we talk about something serious?
I really wish we would.
Sports riots.
Hmm?
Sports riots.
Sports riots?
No, I think you meant hashtag shorts
now, okay.
riots.
Okay. Let's talk about this for real for a second. You and I had a bet going with the Cavs and the Warriors.
Yep.
Right? You lost, as did the Warriors. I understand people are passionate about sports. I'm very passionate about sports. I took my wife to the World Series for our honeymoon.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I love baseball. The Angels this year have the potential to be the worst Angels of all time. Mike Trout, arguably the greatest player in Major League Baseball is being wasted right now because we are the worst record in franchise history.
And they're usually really good.
I mean, meh, better than this.
That's weird.
Cubs potential to have the worst record in franchise history.
Sorry about that.
So I get upset. I get frustrated. Okay. But never, ever, 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 ever should anyone get this frustrated. A Golden State Warriors fan has finally regained consciousness after falling 50 feet from an upper-level balcony.
Whoa.
During an altercation.
Are you kidding?
Which took place during Game 7 of the Finals. At the end of the game, Game 7, a Cleveland Cavaliers fan whose team just won the NBA Finals pushed him over the balcony.
Whoa. No, 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 no.
This is real life.
This is real life. It's not make-believe.
In a videotaped conversation his father shared with KRON-TV in the Bay Area, 21-year-old Salvatore Bimbo denied rumors that he jumped from the balcony following Golden State's 93-89 loss to Cleveland. He said, "I did not jump. I was pushed by a Cavaliers fan."
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Dex.
You don't play the goofy.
You can't hit the goofy drop on that.
Just here to make it real, man.
He's married with two children. Says he feels horrible. He's still in the hospital. In the week since the Cavs won the title, he's undergone elbow surgery and awaits additional surgeries, according to the report. His father continued asking him questions from his hospital bed. If you were to wish for anything right now, what would you wish for? Salvatore said, "Peace for everyone."
Happening a lot at baseball stadiums where people are falling off and they had to do some construction.
Yeah, that's terrifying,
to fix that problem because
people are falling and dying. Well, it's so steep. They're trying to cram as many people as they can into these stadiums, and this is insane. In fact, Ronnie, the dad, said, "What do you feel about the man who pushed you?" He said, "He's insane, and I hope that the police find him."
They need to put nets underneath there or something.
Nets.
Well, then it goes to the point of, well, now you're blocking my view, and I paid X amount of dollars for these tickets, and there's an obstacle in my way.
There's no obstacle with the net.
I mean, they'd have to be reinforced with structures. You'd have to have what's holding the net up. You would actually have to, if you wanted it to be able to hold a human body that fell over the ledge, then yes.
So you'd have it straight like this, right?
Oh, okay.
And then they fall.
No. Yeah, you just did that, and what, it's just going to give? No, they're going to bounce off of it. Now they got more air.
Well, it would be a special kind of net. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Why can't they just, this is why.
Well, they need to figure something out, because that's ridiculous.
Yeah, Salvatore's in stable condition in Oakland's Highland Hospital intensive care unit.
Or put an extra shelf.
Dude.
You know, like an extra shelf, so if you fall over, you land on a platform that's underneath it.
Here's what's crazy. He was recording an altercation between Warriors and Cavs fans at the end of Game 7 when someone picked him up from his legs and pushed him over the railing.
There's got to be video of this somewhere, right?
Dude, the dad says my son's cheekbone is smashed, his nose, his upper eye, his head, his brain.
Did he fall on somebody else or did he fall right on the...
He was leaking from his ears, blood.
Oh, my goodness.
Leaking blood from his ears. Beautiful young man did not deserve this. His father is actually offering a $25,000 reward for information.
I can't believe they haven't found him.
To the conviction of this alleged suspect.
Why would...
So they're really hoping and praying that cell phone video or security footage of the incident from inside the arena will surface.
Gotta be something.
Because this is crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Sports, dude, and not just sports, NBA sports, which we all know is rigged and scripted.
Yep. Tell him, Steve.
First time in history a team has come back from like three games down. Nah.
Yeah, it's just scripted. Has to be scripted.
Get him,
money,
Steve.
And
power,
sales of commercials,
empire.
Yeah,
scripted. Man.
I hope he's okay. And in real life, though, all joking aside, I really hope that guy's okay.
Yeah, dude.
How old was the kid? In the 20s?
Yeah. He's got a family. He's young, dude. 21 years old.
Did you want to play the goofy drop again?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Just wingman.
No, don't want to do it.
Okay. Just let me know.
I didn't know it was that serious.
Yeah, that's awful, guys. Like, and it's not just sports. Like, not calling out sports fans here. It's we get so invested in things that we like that we lose control.
Yep.
And the funny thing is, that guy that pushed him or whatever has nothing to do with the team. He's a fan.
Right. Some stupid fan.
Nothing to do with it.
Yep.
Ridiculous.
You know who are the worst? NFL fans.
Yeah, why is that?
I would say that. Yeah.
I don't know, man. There's something about football and America, and they just go crazy. They take their football real serious.
It's like
here.
They have stock in it or something. Yeah. Like they're owners.
I don't get it. Enjoy the game. Why do you got to get so invested? And
way invested.
It's fun, I guess, to be invested, but there's that line that you cross over where maybe a lot of it is alcohol.
Well,
you mix in alcohol, yeah, a lot of times that's when
true.
You make a lot of bad decisions.
We took a tour of the Broncos stadium when we were out there. We're not Broncos fans. We just love sports, right? So we were out in Denver for a few days, and the boys wanted to see the stadium, so we got to go down to the field and everything. And so, of course, we went through the locker room. We went through everything. And one big part of the tour is going to, like, the beer area.
Garden?
No, it's essentially, like, down below where the locker rooms are, because you think about this, and like at every exit, there's like a beer stand where they're just because Coors Light, you know, we're in Denver, Colorado. And you go down there and there's just tubes that literally go throughout the entire stadium so that they can tap these monstrous kegs. That is the number one moneymaker for sports.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, you're mixing passion of sport with alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yep. Not good, guys. Not good. All right, and on that note, we got to take a break. Man, I got an itch right on my back.
You want me to get it?
Right there. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
There it is.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. It's Friday. About ready to get on out of here. Hang out with us.
Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
So what?
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Donald Trump, New Hampshire.
If you're tempted to sample raw cookie dough, consider the risk.
It can cause E. coli. General Mills produced the flour last fall in Kansas City.
Taliban's taking credit for a terror attack in Afghanistan. A suicide bomber hit a convoy of buses carrying Afghan police cadets. Then another attacker blew himself up as people rushed to the scene to help.
Late word from Hershey that its board has unanimously rejected a takeover bid from Oreo maker Mondelez. Hershey also saying there's no basis for further discussion. Hershey shares had been soaring on word of that offer.
First-time jobless claims rose by 10,000.
Iowans with felony convictions will continue to be permanently banned from the voting booth.
The State Department took Thailand off its human trafficking blacklist, though forced labor is still widespread in the nation's seafood industry.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter confirms that the Pentagon is issuing rules that will allow transgender people to serve openly in the U.S. military.
I have directed that the gender identity of an otherwise qualified individual will not bar them from military service or from any accession program.
Scientists with Brazil's most respected health research institute say they've discovered a drug-resistant superbacteria in the bay where Olympic sailing events will be held.
Rory McIlroy has announced he will not be competing in Rio because of his concerns over the Zika virus.
Rio declared a financial state of emergency and requested federal funds during the Olympic Games that take place in August.
Summer Olympics are in Rio in Brazil. And if the crime don't get ya, then the Zika will. Dead cats to the left, poop to the right, yeah, you're swimming in the bay. This city's going under because it cannot pay.
Jaguar was shot and killed following the Olympic torch lighting ceremony.
The games in Rio, they are looking mighty bad. Trash. Compared to Rio, even Detroit's looking great, yeah.
Yeah. Rio.
Oh.
Rio.
Oh.
You okay?
Ow.
Oh.
Oh.
Ow.
You all right?
Zika.
Ow.
Zika. Oh. Good morning. 9:37.
High today of 84 degrees.
Offended.
You should.
Guys, so much happening in Rio. Mm-hmm. It's just not looking good. Yesterday, we announced that some mutilated bodies washed up on a beach in Rio where the Olympic beach volleyball competition will be.
Bodies.
Do you guys want the good news or the bad news today?
Wait, about Rio or about...
What about Rio. About the Olympics.
Yes.
Good news first or bad news?
Let's go bad news so that it can't all seem bad.
Okay. Families have lost their homes because of the Rio Olympics.
Oh my gosh.
A mass evacuation campaign has uprooted thousands of low-income families in Rio ahead of the massive sporting event. I saw pictures this morning. It was so,
really,
so awful to see these families.
They're just evacuated?
Who have been kicked out of their homes.
Stinks.
Because they have to build. They have to build all these different events. You know, to have the Olympics in your city,
yeah,
it costs $1 billion. Yeah, I mean, it's insane. Crazy.
You just made that number up.
It's billions, man.
We should, well, I would, but my computer doesn't work.
Yeah.
I was going to say we should Google how much it costs to host the Olympics.
Shout out to the internet webs.
According to the Rio de Janeiro city government, 22,059 families have been removed from their homes.
Wow.
It is,
yeah.
Guys, I'm banning the Olympics this year. I'm
that's good. I feel like that's wise. Just ban them all.
Ban them. Wait.
Ban them all. Ban them all. Oh.
Well, can you imagine if you were that family? If, you know, you and Don and little Johnny Danger say, you got get out.
Get out. We have to build a stadium home. We can't afford.
Yeah. Kick you out.
I'd be upset.
There's no even report if they... help them get into another place.
I'm sure
I don't
they
even.
Didn't. They can't even pay the police or the fire department.
God, it's awful, man. Well, good news. Now, after reading that, I don't know if it's good news.
I was going to say
Rio gets $895 million government loan to help with Olympic safety. They were talking about how they're broke. They can't pay for security. They can't pay for gas. Well, looks like they got a loan. Almost a $1 billion loan just for safety.
Wow.
So think about that.
That's crazy.
Just $1 billion for safety.
That's not even for the actual construction, for all the other stuff.
Here's the thing you got to remember, though. Having the Olympics in your city draws in billions of dollars to your city as well. Yes, it does.
No, it does not. You know, okay, here's what I would say. Here's what I would say. Maybe normally, but right now we're literally talking about the Zika virus, bodies washing up on the shore, all of the crazy security risks.
People are still going,
the insanity that is Rio right now. Mm-hmm. Would you as a spectator really want to go?
Think about all... Okay, where's Rio de Janeiro?
Brazil. In the South Americas.
How many other ginormous cities are around Rio de Janeiro? How many other people from South America are going to travel to Rio just to be a part of the Olympic Games to see that? They're already there and, you know, experiencing the Zika.
Yeah.
They'll go. That's what I'm talking about. You're going to have this influx of people in South America.
Because if there's one thing I know about South America, it's just like full of cash. I mean, they're just tons of money. There's so much money in the jungles. They don't even know like what to do with it.
Money in the jungles?
Yeah, man. No!
Yes!
No.
Google it.
You Google it.
Thanks for holding.
You know what? I'll Google it. You guys want to Google it? I'll Google it. How much money... Let me just tell Siri. How much money does the Olympics bring in to your city? I don't know if I said that right.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh my gosh.
$6 billion.
Whoa. But we're talking about a completely different situation.
$9.9 billion is one city got. Here's another one. LA, $20 billion. Let's see. Atlanta, $16 billion.
That's cute. But we're talking about Rio.
Are you looking at peppers?
No.
I looked over at Dex, and he's got like a graphic of peppers and the hottest parts of a pulled up on his phone. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to put you on blast or whatever.
You did put me on blast.
He totally really did.
I was scrolling really through my pepper chart and saying 19 billion in Atlanta.
Oh wait, you were just making stuff up? Oh my gosh.
That's what I'm saying. It was great.
Well, if you're not going to take the time to Google it.
Here's the deal.
What?
According to the New York Times, hosting the Olympics rarely, if ever,
ever
pays off.
Really?
Yeah. So they spent billions of dollars on stadiums back in, when the World Cup was there a couple years ago.
See, I told you. Billions.
Okay. The Arena Amazonia, $300 million for a stadium. The professional team there regularly draws fewer than 2,000 fans per game.
No kidding?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
The country, of course, hosting the Summer Olympics. And all of the infrastructures. We're talking 25.
Why would you want the Olympics in your city, though? Why is it such a draw?
I don't know.
So you can be featured on the world stage.
The claims are based on the idea that the games can serve as a tourist attraction, as you're saying. A chance to catch the eye of, like, you know, global business leaders. These are people coming from all over the world who have money, obviously, to go to the Olympics. So they're hoping to catch the eye of those type people. But there's little evidence that suggests these events increase tourism or even draw new investment. And spending lavishly on a short-term live event, economically speaking, is a terrible long-term strategy.
Wow. Well,
LA Olympics were successful because...
See, $9.9 billion?
Yeah, they avoided building new stadiums. Barcelona was in the midst of a renaissance that would have probably occurred without the Olympics. So,
yeah, I guess if you're a place that already has the setup for it, then you're probably golden. Aspen, Colorado?
Why don't they just pick one spot on every continent, except, of course, Antarctica, and just have the Olympics there every however many years. And then they just keep it there.
Yeah. It's like one spot.
Yeah, just one spot on every continent. Not in every country.
Yeah.
One spot on every continent.
Mm. Well, it is.
And then the entire continent can pitch in if they want to.
Yeah. We got an email. The question was posed, how much does it cost to host the Olympics? When Russia bid to host its first Winter Olympics, document quoted an expected cost of around $12 billion, right?
Wow.
That ballooned to around $50
billion. To host the Olympics? $50
billion? $50
It's not worth
billion.
It.
Yeah, and this just in, Rio gets almost $1 billion. It's a loan to help with the Olympic safety.
It's not worth it.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it, especially for Rio. They're in such economic decline right now.
Crises. It's
not looking good. You know? Well, canceling my trip to Rio, guys. Sorry.
Okay.
No vacation.
Hey, you know what's for real? Fireflight has a show down in Brazil, and they're thinking about canceling. It's a ways
thinking
off.
Thinking about it. They need to.
No. I mean, and it's not just them. It's a bunch of bands. Like, many, many bands. It's starting to hit. I guess it's different when it hits a little. It hits home, you know? When you see friends in different bands that are having to consider not go, because Brazil is incredible for like fan base, for like they embrace, especially, I mean, you can ask Steven, they embrace American music. Like I've always heard if you're getting down and out about your band, about touring, go to like Europe or go to Brazil because they love music passionately so much. And Fireflight's fan base, the Brazilian fan base, they are rabid.
Yeah?
Seriously. Like, they love music, and they love it when American bands, or I guess any band comes there, like, they're just passionate about the music. So it stinks.
So there's a tour down in southern New Mexico. That's good. Please don't shatter. Okay.
Shattered
my phone. Silver City, they would have a tour of the Gila bike race.
Gila.
Gila Monsters. How do you say that? G-I-L-A.
Gila.
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 It would bring the city almost $2 million a year just for this tour of this bike race stage.
The Gila Monster race?
Thing. That's crazy. Oh. So, I mean, it can generate funds for the city. But I just think there's so much going against Rio with Zika and, you know, murder.
Yep. There you go. There's your Olympic update. Oh, yeah. I don't want to forget about this before we get out of here. But anxiety with dogs. We see it every 4th of July weekend. Well, I guess a week or two. I mean, the fireworks are going off a week or two before the 4th.
I was going to say, my neighbors are already partying and celebrating their
last night
freedoms.
Because I thought it was a gunshot. No, and then I thought, no, that was a firework.
Yeah. I was watching this news clip this morning, and you can actually give your dogs medication. There's a special kind of medication that you can give to your dog.
Oh.
You have to go to your veterinarian to mm-hmm. get it. But they said, yeah, this is a stressful time for pets, and if your pet is one of those dogs who has anxiety, come and see me.
The dog gets really anxious. She starts going potty in the house, trying to hide under stuff.
I think it's sad for the animals. I have a neighbor who's had to take her dog out of the neighborhood to go to the bathroom.
There is medication on the market that can help pets deal with the noise. Signs your pet has anxiety include scratching at the door, tearing up the kennel, barking, or jumping at loud noises. It's also a good idea to keep your dogs home while you go out and enjoy the fireworks.
Keep them in a quiet environment. If they do well in a kennel, you're encouraged to kennel them at home. We have seen a lot of our patients come in and request some sort of medication, especially around this time of year.
I invented something pretty cool. I put headphones on my dog every year.
Okay.
It's a good invention.
Doggy headphones?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, he doesn't hear a thing. Little Vader.
Dog phones.
Just running around with these little... He's so cute. He's just running around with these...
No, dude. Yeah. It's a terrible idea. Are they noise canceling?
Yeah, man.
I feel like that's bad because it'll, like, jack with Vader's equilibrium.
Yeah.
These are all terrible ideas. Doggy medication, really, for anxiety?
Yeah.
Really?
Why?
I don't know.
You need to settle them down.
Yeah.
You're not a dog. You don't understand what it's like.
Wait, what?
You're not a dog?
Okay.
Like, you don't know what
yes,
it's like.
Yes, I do. Wait. I do have a dog.
Oh, I got to thank you, too, for
thanks, man.
Ruining Vader.
Oh, you're welcome.
Steve-O, because, yeah, we're house-sitting right mm-hmm. now. One of Caleb's friends is on vacation.
You can update us on that.
We're house sitting this little dog who's very cute. But, yeah, Rocket continues to attack him because of Rocket.
Wait.
Or Vader, excuse me, Vader attacks this dog we're babysitting because of Rocket.
Yeah, that's why. It's not because of Vader's poor behavior.
No.
Rocket just
Vader
went through dog training.
Yeah, well,
amazing.
Last time Vader went to your house, he got attacked by Rocket. So now that's how he deals with his anxiety.
He got pawed. He didn't get attacked. They were playing. It was called wrestling. They were just
He's a lot bigger than Vader.
It's a dog-eat-dog world out there, guys.
Okay.
Dog-eat-dog world. I fell asleep.
I'll be selling those doggy headphones.
No, you will not.
The trunk of my car.
Nobody is getting doggy headphones or doggy Paxil or Wellbutrin or any of those other antidepressant medications for your pup.
It's called Welldogtrin, okay?
Well,
nope.
Wellpawtrin?
Nope.
Take pause.
The easy one would have been Poxel.
Poxel?
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Sorry.
All of your jokes were rough.
My name is Teo, and I take it next level bad.
Did you guys hear about this guy who saved this woman
you
with his turban?
You might be laughing, but
amazing
give
story.
It a minute, because you'll get real sad. It's been fun, guys. I've enjoyed my time here with you. Sadly, the evening invasion was just canceled. I don't think we're allowed to
our
do
plan worked.
Just got an email.
Don't think we're allowed to do that tomorrow. No, seriously, really excited for tomorrow night. It's going to be incredible.
Whoa! Oh, easy. I wonder if I play these clips, it's bad. Because
no, it's here's why it's good. Because tomorrow night, Freedom Celebration at Isotopes Park, we're going to be out there for the Evening Invasion two-hour broadcast simulcast on Star and KNKDR sister station.
Oh, no.
I know. Then, of course, we've got Battle Drums, Hawk Nelson, Pastor Skip Heitzig doing a message. We got For King and Country. And here's what I'm stoked about. The fireworks celebration part is going to be done by professionals.
Ooh. Good.
So we're not just like, whoa!
Whoa!
Okay, none of that. It'll be super profesh.
Mm-hmm.
We will have, you know, the fire department and like all the right people there. So probably you're not going to blow up mountainous areas or start fires that we shouldn't.
You never know, man. Things get out of control real quick. Just real quick.
Okay, well, but we're not going to. We're not starting fires.
We're not starting the fire.
It'll be good. It's a Saturday night. There's no excuse not to. Which, by the way, reminder, no Saturday evening service here at Calvary or the 8 a.m. service Sunday morning. Oh, canceled as well.
That'd be good to know.
Yeah.
Man.
We will also be at Calvary Knob Hill rocking it Sunday morning doing worship Tao Night. In case you've ever wondered what it feels like to be actually inside of a firework. because the air conditioner is broken at the Lobo Theater.
It's true.
It's great, man. That's great. You know.
That place is on fire.
Yeah. That's pretty amazing. We love it. Just.
Did you have any more news, Tao?
Nope. Okay. Went through all of it.
I got one more story here.
The Wreck-It Ralph story was the last one.
Mm. Good. Just good. Well, let's talk about this woman in Norfolk, Virginia.
Norfolk.
As I said. Her name is Jeanette Carty. She's turning 100. Well, she turned 100 last Wednesday. And her late husband worked for the fire department there for 30 years. He started in 1942.
Dang.
Apparently, her brother and her nephew worked there, too.
Nice.
So last week, a bunch of firefighters and trainees showed up at her front door, surprised her with flowers.
Aww.
Then they gave her a big round of applause when she walked outside. They posted some photos on Facebook, and the reaction on her face, check this out. Look at this lady. 100 years old. She's so pumped.
Oh, man, the radio. I wish you guys could see this expression. It's,
guys, she looks genuinely surprised.
Quit ruining the moment.
Looks like a surprised old lady. It's just so endearing and surprised. And
why does he always have to do
Steve-O
that?
Steve-O would quit ruining.
Well, it's radio.
Things.
Trying to paint a picture.
Yeah, good thing for Facebook because we can post it on our Facebook pages.
Think Norman Rockwell painting, but just older.
Yep.
And surprised.
According
her.
To the fire chief, there aren't many people with such long-standing connection to their department or possibly anyone with that long of connection. So they decided to do something special for her. So they made her chief, captain of the fire department. That's right, 100 years old. She's the oldest living fire chief captain in our nation's history. That's impressive.
Okay.
They gave her a badge. They gave her a
round of applause.
Pretty huge.
They let her
start clapping.
They let her get on the fire truck with
clap decks
with all the other guys.
Thank you guys.
She got to put out a fire with a fire hose.
No way.
Yep. She saved a cat out of a tree.
You're making this up.
No, it's true.
It says it all right here. That's what.
It's pretty great.
Look at that. That's a picture of her climbing a tree right there.
Oh, wow.
100 years old. Look
you
at
weren't
her.
Kidding.
It's amazing.
The guy,
that's
they,
awesome.
They attached a bungee cord to her in case she falls.
She's got
to
be like 18 feet up.
Here's a picture right here. She's, whoa, is that a snake? No, that's the hose she's holding. Okay.
Don't ever joke about that.
Just all the firemen and the fire meemaw.
Yeah.
That's what they called her.
Oldest fire. Fighter.
Fighter.
Lighter. We're done with the show.
Yes!
Amen.
We're just
amen.
Couldn't have come
week.
At a better time.
We are wrapping it up for this week. It's July 1st. It's a great month to celebrate not only the 4th of July, but my birthday on July 21st.
July 16th, mine is sooner. Mine is
right
2 weeks from tomorrow. So,
man,
get your
what do you want
gift
for your birthday?
Ideas ready. Right now, just some Mylanta. So,
Mylanta.
Or, you know, whatever.
Okay, I heard you like Pepto, so I'll get you a big crate of Pepto.
Actually, we were talking about this off air yesterday. When I was a kid, oh man,
ugh.
Oh my tummy hurts.
Kind
of hurts. Can I have some more of that spearmint tasting
ugh.
Pink stuff? Yeah,
I hate it.
Just
yeah.
down it.
Thinking about it makes me
so good.
Hey,
it's like spearmint
y'all.
And chalk.
Come hang out with us at Freedom Celebration.
Just
it's
pink
Saturday night. Tomorrow night, it's free. We kick off the evening invasion at 4?
Yep, 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock, man.
Evening invasion.
We'll be rocking some music videos for you. And we'll be broadcasting on Star 88, KNKT. Love you guys so much. Be safe this weekend.
Hard like for me. Hard like.
Is that me?
I mean, he just throws out the L word. Just loves everybody. I don't know.
Man, you just don't love anybody.
I mean, that's not true.
You have a hard time with that word.
I love my dog.
Love y'all.
I love my Xbox.
Sorry, man, about the pepper.
It's okay.
New House of Heroes record today.
Woo!
Man, love those guys.
What was that?
It's the geese.
Did somebody step on a swan?
I just don't want to go yet, guys. I just don't
cool.
want to go.
Later.
Okay.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.